change.
We're not what you think.
I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible.
At my signal, unleash hell.
Welcome to the bottomless pit of ignorance.
Here's a clip. Jesus Christ, this is going to stop.
Is it mango or papaya?
That'll get our ratings up.
How are we supposed to win in the ratings? If we can't talk about balloon, not pleasure.
Suck it up. Walk it off, Dick.
I love camel toe.
This shaving for America.
I got to see that ass.
No!
I would definitely be willing to have sex with you if we both already had AIDS.
Oh, wow.
Opie says it isn't bad.
Rude, disgusting, self-centered pieces of trash.
You guys suck.
Blah, blah, blah.
Thank God we get back to the anal.
Okay, terrific.
Insert joke here.
The handy's great in a pinch.
Did I just hear that?
Hello.
Hello.
Pull your pants down.
Ew.
You got bad eyes.
Number three, you called up your sister.
You're all burning in hell, damn you.
Alcohol equals great radio. Great radio.
Are you not entertained?
Making the First Amendment seem like a bad idea. This is the Opie and Anthony Show.
And welcome to the Opie and Anthony Show. We got to get right into this today.
Hey.
You're a kid toucher.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah. Hey. Good afternoon, everybody. It's your old friend, the Rear Admiral, with you. Got any 14-year-old boys? Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, it's the pedophile channel on XM Satellite. Ho, ho, hey. Hey, young Ben, could you pick up that card on the floor? I just threw it in front of me, so I got you bend over. Oh, my God.
What's up, Anthony?
Now that I'm still looking for more details, more news.
Well, we're hearing things. We're hearing things.
I want a complete confirmation so I could read from the news. It seems one of our
old competitors.
So one of the old DJs we used to go up against when we were up in Massachusetts.
And in New York.
Right.
We kicked them out of two cities. One of our old competitors.
Reports coming in that
he worked here in New York at Q104.
He did.
And he was last heard in Boston on WAAF.
Yes, he was last heard there. That was the last time you could hear him up there in Boston. Dave Dickless gave him some time on the air. There you go. In the show.
Our old competitor, Mark Pareno.
Yeah.
We're just hearing some things.
Perhaps it involves an arrest.
In Washington?
In Washington, where he's based now with XM.
Satellite.
Satellite radio, you know. You know that satellite radio people subscribe to? Do they have a Kid Toucher channel on that satellite radio? Is XM offering a Kid Toucher channel?
WPED.
Yeah, you get rock, you get some talk, you get sports, and then they got the channel for people that like 14-year-old homeless boys.
Looks like Mark Pareno might have been doing his own Sex for Sam in Washington, D.C.
But not checking IDs.
Sex for Sesame Street.
Oh, my God.
We're just hearing things, though.
We've heard more about the perverted sexploits of that guy over the years than probably anybody else. Every time we saw him out at Caroline's once here in New York, he was all drunk and he had some young guy with him. And now, reports coming in that perhaps he was involved in some sort of sorted dealings with a 14-year-old boy.
Homeless boy.
Homeless 14-year-old boy. And reports coming in that
it's
he...
It's all allegedly at this
allegedly
point.
Allegedly.
God, do we tell you guys Opie and Anthony always win in the end?
He may be a...
we drive our competitors to pick up homeless boys.
Yeah, it was... What was the report you heard, Ben? Was it... wait a minute. I know it was something like abuse. Was abuse in there?
Sexual assault.
Sexual, some type of sexual assault, allegedly. Yeah. Could allegedly be alleged?
Rumor has it he's
rumor
being
has it?
Arraigned right now.
Oh, God.
He's having an arraignment in Washington.
Call his cell phone. Call his cell phone.
But you know what? We cannot confirm any of this yet.
Yeah.
Officially.
Let's do an off-the-air call. Go ahead. Give me a cell phone number. I'll call him up. Here, give me. Do you have it? Psycho Mark would have it. This sick bastard. What, do you trade kids?
Rumor has it he was...
I got a cute little Negro child here. Could you use one, Mark?
That's a private conversation.
Yeah, fell out the ceiling. Why
That's a private conversation.
You're a funny guy.
Here,
well, that's... Oh, you got it?
Yeah, allegedly he was using his ass as a missile ram.
Let me do the one-way phone call. See if we can get him. Look for it. And as we do this, we're getting ready for
Sex for Sam 3.
Oh, how great is this going to be? Come on.
Jim Cook is outside the studio. We got our spotters. We got our couples. It's going to be an exciting Opie and Anthony show today.
Yeah, I cannot wait. The couples have arrived. Thank God we're not being shut out by people that didn't show up. We had a little preview of a little Sex for Sam yesterday.
Yeah, the area is still roped off over there in the corner, I noticed.
We had a couple come in and what we call stain the rug. We have a new rug that was installed. And
they christened the rug, yes.
They christened the rug. They left a big stain on it. And thank God the studio is aired out.
Sort of.
Because, I don't know. I hope, for God's sake, I hope it wasn't the girl. I don't think it was. But if you're going to be exposing yourself...
I think it was a mixture of everything.
No, that was cranky ass.
Yeah, but...
That was swamp ass, cranky ass that the guy had.
Smelled a little boggish, too, though.
Boggish? Did it?
We had some swamp and we had some bog.
She had a nappy...
That was a hell of a...
Bird nest thing going. But it was kind of reeking a little bit.
I describe it as a bird's nest with the parents gone looking for worms.
So you see the little baby's bird's mouths open and that red color.
It was just an overview of an empty bird's nest.
Well, we have the list of places.
Yeah, why don't you explain?
Values.
Because we're syndicated to a lot of places that have never heard Sex for Sam. This is Sex for Sam 3. This is very exciting.
Sex for Sam 3. This is what makes it great about being in one of the biggest cities, the pinnacle of the free world, New York City. It offers up a lot of landmarks, a lot of familiar sites that people from all over the country and all over the world are familiar with, Opie. And we have taken some of these popular sites and assigned them various point values. What the couples must do is go to the sites on this list and have sex in front of or in or next to or whatever applies to these sites.
Correct.
Then they get the point value assigned to the site.
Yeah, because some of the places are very easy and others are a little tougher.
Let me pick a famous landmark.
Okay.
The Empire State Building.
Empire State Building.
The Empire State Building. Everyone knows that. So if one of our couples, how many couples we got?
It looks like four.
Four right now.
Four couples and another one on the way before we get this started. Say one of our couples goes to the Empire State Building, goes inside, and just starts railing. They will receive 10 points. How do we know? What?
15 just a rough.
Great, 15 is here. How do we know that they're going to have sex, you might ask? You're like, hey, this couple could just say that they're in there, they're having sex, they're doing things. No, we send responsible spotters along with each couple. The spotter's job is to look and make sure that that's going on. No, not to that extent. Psycho Mark joining us today.
Yes, he is.
We'd
invite him back because it's the 2-year anniversary of him getting fired because of this bit.
He got fired because of this very bit.
So we're like, 2 years later, bring him back.
There was a point value assigned to Ken K. Stevens' couch in his office.
50 points,
and Psycho Mark really wanted to win. He brought his couple in there. And they had a sex for the 2-point conversion, which I'll explain, on the boss's couch. As Jeremy was saying, no, no, no.
Keister on the couch. On the couch.
Psycho Mark just goes, all right, go ahead.
Oh, what the hell? Go for it.
And that was it. And for some reason,
and
they
that couch
fired
is still
him.
In there, you know.
Yeah. Oh, no
they
way.
Never got rid of that couch.
Yeah. We've seen some high and mighty people sit on that couch and chuckle every time we walk by.
The big, big, big boss sat right where they finished.
But you wound up getting a much better job, so.
Yeah.
And Fox.
Fox!
So, Psycho Mark is going to be running around with Ben's team, Anthony.
Now, a couple of little twists in this thing. The spotters have to look, make sure they're having actual sex. They can't cheat. And the 2-point conversion. In the past 2 years, the past 2 times we've done this, the 2-point conversion, Opie, so important, always comes into play. It's decided the winner and the loser.
Correct.
In this game. Let's say you're at the Empire State Building again, which has a 10-point value, and you have sex, you get 10 points. If you want to be a little daring and get an additional 2 bonus points on this same site, Empire State Building, instead of 10 points, you'll get 12 points. What must you do to get that extra 2 points?
A balloon knot action.
Balloon knot action. You got to spin her around. And that will give you 2 additional points. Our team last time we played this...
Pebbles and Bam Bam, right?
Did nothing but 2-point conversions at every single place they went to. They wound up getting something like 20 points worth of just 2-point conversions. Put them over the top.
Yeah.
They walked away the winners and joined us in Boston.
Right.
At the Sam Adams Brewery.
We added a lot of new locations this year, Anthony.
I'm looking.
Furniture store. My favorite... If you get a stranger to bang your girl...
Yeah, this is a new addition. Wow. A new addition to the Sex for Sam game. We're trying this for the first time this year. You want to explain that one, Opie?
Well, if you can find a stranger, and if your girl's willing, and the stranger bangs your girl, doesn't matter where, that couple will get 75 points, Anthony.
75 points.
Now, if this stranger happens to be one of our pals from the NYPD... or one of our pals from the fire department, the total is 100 points.
100 points. And you know something? It could be 102 points.
That's right.
If your girl spins around for that fireman or police officer.
And knowing these sick Fs, somebody, one of these couples will run to a fire station and see if it's going to...
Fire station, you could run right down to Times Square.
True.
They got a huge rally going on today.
PBA cards everywhere.
To support the police... And emergency workers.
We should have had a bukkake category.
Oh, wow. If you deliver bukkake, little bukkake.
Any gym, Central Park is on the list, Rockefeller Center, record store, video store, hot dog vendor in a cab, at the ATM, next to a homeless person, on the roof of a building.
Yeah.
Next to a celebrity, Anthony.
Oh.
On live TV, that would be 50 points. Fast food restaurant. Another radio station's van is on the list.
Yep.
It goes on and on and on. And some surprised locations.
Hey, with that thing going on down there in Times Square, the rally, there's a lot of live shots. A lot of live shots at 5 o'clock when the news fires up.
Right.
That's going to be a top story.
Not only that. Yeah. A lot of points to be had, too.
Yeah.
Well, you got cops, firemen, live shots, other things that are in Times Square that are on the list. So
now, Anthony, right off the bat, Mike on line one, what bar is Ben going to this year?
Yes, Ben, we know Ben always has a problem with his team.
Ben has had the worst luck the last two Sex for Sams.
They either can't get things going, the guy has a problem, or they finished up really quick. They got a little caught up in the moment. Last time and finished up and pretty much blew their chances. I was going to say the other thing. But, blew their chances at continuing. And then they all went to a bar.
Ben's feeling confident this year, though.
Yeah, I got Mark with me. We'll have a good time.
I see you're hitting the Sam Adams at beginning of the show. That's great.
He did some Bloody Marys at lunch. He's all primed and ready to go.
Bloody be good.
I'm ready for a sex for Sam.
Oh, we had such a good time.
The Herky Jerky. You should call your team the Herky Jerkies. Because every team needs a name, right, Ant?
Yes.
Someone has taken the name Soupy Drex, right? That's Rick's team this year?
Really, the Soupy Drex?
Yeah.
I always like meeting the people first something about them.
All right. Well,
conjures up a name.
Right. Well, we got to pair them up now. We got to pair the couples with the spotters. Spotting today is Rick, Stinky, Ben, Rich Voss and his gay T-shirt, Paul Mercurio, and Psycho Mark is going for the ride.
The return of Psycho Mark, rock.
Don't you think if the stranger completes, it should be more points? If the just a stranger.
Stranger just banging the.
Yeah, yeah. You really.
That's good. I want to complete.
Yeah.
It's changing. I mean, if it's bad, it's like a big teeth.
Shut up. You're lucky to be in here.
Hey, we're going to take a couple down to Chelsea. With a shirt like that.
Yeah, look at this.
He's calling you a fag, boss. He's calling you a fag.
Rich Voss is wearing one of those. It is a Right Said Fred,
Fred
shirt.
It's a Right Said Fred tank top.
It's not even a wife beater. It's a wife beater, but the armholes are cut down to about almost your waist. And the neckline is cut down below your chest. So now your bare chest is is hanging out.
Bare because he shaved his nipples. You can see the stubble around the nipples.
Yeah, I know. And you can see the plugs on your head when you turn into the mic. Stupid. All right? Just don't let the couples look at your hair when they're having sex. They won't be able to do it.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get out of here.
Damn, boss. That was really mean.
Don't start. Paul, listen. Don't start, really. You're here because Dina Cola couldn't make it. All right? Don't start with me. I'm already. All right.
Oh my God.
You're not going to talk while they're having sex and impair their vision, are you?
All right. Look. It's not about you guys today.
Impair means inability
to
see.
We'll bring you guys back to go at it. It's not about you today.
Yeah, go at it. How you talk to Paul?
You did shave your chest for the day.
Yeah. No,
did you shave? Do you shave your chest?
Just don't say that word.
Yeah, don't say the...
Because they might have dumped out.
Yeah, no, I did it a couple weeks ago.
Okay. Oh, you do shave your chest, though.
Yeah, some female told me it looks sexy. When
it wasn't a female who told you that.
Shouldn't you be over at that rug sniffing right now, Norton?
Shouldn't you be getting massages on 43rd Street with that awful thing? I stink. I couldn't think where Chelsea was, and I didn't want to say the word Chelsea again, so I just went 43rd Street. What a zero.
All right, here we go, Anthony.
No improv skills.
We got the team name. We got the team names.
Oh, you do?
Rick's team is going to be called the Soupy Drex.
Yeah.
Ben's team is going to be called White Folks.
Nice.
White Folks.
Voss's team, the Dryer Doors.
The Dryer Doors.
I like that. Mercurio, the Holes?
I don't know.
That's the best you can come up with?
Yeah.
I didn't come up with that.
All right, rework.
Why don't you go with Bottom Lips? You guys will be big.
We got to work on Paul's.
That blows.
We'll get a little.
Think of another name for your team, all right, Paul?
I didn't know.
Maybe something that is associated with the show. I don't know. Something. And then Stinky's team will be called Team Awesome.
Team Awesome.
Team Awesome.
See, for Awesome Garrett.
All right, why don't we meet our couples as Paul thinks of a team name?
All right, let's do that now.
All right, how are we going to figure out what couple goes with what spotter?
Do it into the hat like we did last time?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's the best way, because sometimes you could look at a team and just know they're going to be winners or losers, and you don't want people picking accordingly.
All right, we're getting the couples. I see Jim Cook out there. He's already drinking.
That's great.
Sam Adams, right?
Oh, by the way, what is the lucky couple going to win today, Anthony?
Oh, they are going to join us up in Boston to hang out at the Sam Adams Brewery when we broadcast live up there.
Next Thursday and Friday we'll
be
there.
Next Thursday and Friday, and they take care of the trip and the accommodations and everything. And it's a great time. We hang out. We get smashed. Last time, Psycho Mark put real pot into the hookah. Everyone was supposed to be just smoking hops out of it. You know, because Jim Cook goes to these faraway lands and gets hops for the Sam Adams. And he goes, you could smoke this stuff, too. It's really good. And Psycho Mark put real pot in there, so people were just getting stoned.
All right, we got a lot of people in the studio. I hear we have...
Here they come.
One person doesn't even speak English, by the
nice.
Way.
Nice.
No speaky? No speaky.
Here you go.
All right.
Ah, Pumba!
All right.
All right, Rick. Everyone's in the studio?
Nice.
Everyone in?
We got some nice couples here today, Anthony. Cool.
Absolutely.
All right. Age range.
You're putting the names in a hat?
Stinky is now putting the names of each couple.
Are the spotters?
Of the couples in the hat. And let's meet one of the couples. Rich Voss, if you could walk to the side.
Out the door.
Very sexy-like.
You sashay left a little.
Put some oil on your chest and move to the left.
All right, who do we have?
David from Philly.
And?
Sean from Philly.
Cool. You guys psyched for today?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Dave and Sean from Philly. You're a little nervous?
A little bit.
You think any performance anxiety?
Yeah.
You think you're going to have a little bit of a problem?
We had to bring it up in the car.
Really?
Yeah, on the way up here, she's like, well, what about if you can't...
If you can't perform, let's just say.
I got this whole porno mentality in my head, like, thinking,
yeah.
You know, whatever.
But do you think you're going to have a problem in that area?
Cool.
No, that's cool.
Some Sam here.
Yeah, that does
some
help.
Out there all
little Sam. Isn't that cool?
Hey, right? You're going to do some effing.
Now, did you wear some easy access clothing?
I tried to.
What do you got? You got a little
dress.
Light dress thing.
Thong.
And a thong.
Yeah.
Easy to pull to
nice.
The side.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever done this before?
Got to respect that.
Have you ever done this in public before?
No.
Oh, boy. Okay.
No public places.
All right. Not at all.
All right. Okay.
All right. They're ready with the hat. Why don't we do this? Okay, yeah. Have them pick. Very good.
Oh, they're picking one
the
of...
The Philly couple.
Ben.
You have Ben.
Oh, my right. God. I already see a problem.
Hope they you're
have
thirsty.
They have a little nervousness and a little anxiety, and they pick Ben.
That's perfect.
All right. From now on, you guys are known as white folks.
White folks. You're right. White folks.
Ben's team.
All right, next team, back. If they could step up to the mic. Hi, how are you? What's your name?
Very good. Joe and Vicky.
Wow. Joe and Vicky?
We're from Long Island.
Out of Long Island.
Representing.
Whereabouts?
What town?
Out east.
Out east.
Okay, good.
All right.
Good. Suffolk so, County.
Way out east there. Okay.
Nice.
Very nice. And any anxiety? Any?
Excited.
Excited?
Yeah.
Have you done anything like this before?
We're pretty crazy.
Yeah? Are you swingers? Have you ever?
We're reliving our dating experience.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
You used to just F everywhere?
Quite a bit.
Out on Long Island, it's pretty cool. You could go to the woods. You could go on the Long Island Railroad.
Yeah, while Colin Ferguson is shooting people.
Yeah, well, you could shoot him back. A couple of tugs. Well, those bulgy eyes shut. I can't see.
All right.
Well, that's cool. Okay, and easy access. What are you wearing there?
Very easy.
You're wearing a skirt. Wow. All right.
Nice.
Wow.
She pulls the skirt up, and let me tell you, there's nothing.
Okay.
There is nothing in the way.
All right. We got a ringer.
I kind of like this couple.
You see the difference between the two couples already, Anthony?
Yeah.
A little anxiety by the first couple, second couple.
Yeah.
If she picked Awesome's name, I am really going to freak out. Because
that's who we asked for, actually.
Who did you get?
Cool.
Who'd you get? Rick.
Rick.
You got Rick.
All right, they'll be known as the Soupy Drex, Anthony.
Right. Soupy Drex.
The Soupy Drex. Did anyone bring Viagra this year?
No.
Ooh, one guy, yeah, last year. Actually, we have no problem if you want to use any kind of drugs to enhance your activities.
Yeah,
I got
bud.
You got what? I didn't hear.
Bud. I'm prepared.
Weed.
Oh, okay. Weed.
Oh, a little weed.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to our next couple.
Right, we are Clam Bar.
Wow.
Clam Bar.
Wait, they got shirts made up.
My softball shirts from high school.
Clam Bar is Queef and Burnout.
Does she speak English?
Yes, I do. I'm not from here, but I speak English.
Where are you from?
Are you mail
Argentina.
Order?
What?
Where are you from?
Argentina.
Argentina?
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, how long have you been here?
6 months.
Oh, six months.
Yeah, she gave us a driver's license that didn't have a word of English on it.
There's some kind of voter card.
It's good for a bike or a yak.
We're just assuming she's of age. We don't know Spanish.
Now, how did you guys hook up?
We just found each other somewhere.
You found each other? What was she doing up here?
What?
What were you doing up here in the United States?
I work in New Jersey.
Housekeeping?
No.
No? Okay. I don't know. I just, throw it out there as I see it. But
not nice.
Okay. No, it isn't. You're
she's
right.
Very pretty.
What a very, very pretty girl.
Yes.
And so you just hooked up and you're fine with this. I guess you've been having some kind of sex together. This isn't
there,
like your
yeah.
first time? Yeah. Okay.
How'd you talk her into this? Are you going to fly her family here?
That's great.
All right, cool. Well, let's see who's the lucky guy that gets to follow the clam bar.
Boss.
What does she have on? Does she have
bags of Jimmy sauce all over the city?
Hey, boss, would you like to change the name of your team to the clam bar?
Clam bar. Yeah, that's easier.
They,
they got the shirts.
We'll go with a clam bar, and we're going to go for that 75-point thing, the stranger.
you can't count as the stranger.
Yeah, you're not a stranger.
Yes, I am.
Okay, you guys.
All of a sudden, guys are blocking me. What's wrong with you? This is 75. You are a stranger.
Yeah,
to them, they never met me. Right?
Yeah. You guys, you got the clam bars. Okay,
right.
let's talk to the next couple.
Good or young. I wanted a young couple that has energy.
Good luck. How you doing?
Good.
What's your names?
Marshall and Lynn.
Marshall and Lynn. Marshall, been tipping a few beers, haven't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
From Virginia all the way up.
From Virginia?
Wow. You guys
came up from Virginia.
Representing the JFK?
Yes.
Oh, nice. We got
Rock.
Philly representing, Washington representing.
And now you guys ready for this? You're up for this, if I may use the pun. There's going
to
be no problem.
She has to go change.
She, oh yeah, because she's wearing jeans. All you have to do, all you got to do is look at them cans, right? And all of a sudden, boing, right?
Nice.
She got quite a rack on her there.
Very nice.
Unfortunately, there's no points for TFing. Which, yeah. Anybody, any of our teams looking to use the two-point conversion, the balloon knot?
Of course.
Oh, God,
they're all raising their hands.
Two teams are really...
Go to a bar now. Rick has won this thing.
Yeah, Rick's team is the early favorite, Anthony.
And you have no problem with the drinking and the banging? It doesn't get in the way?
No.
And what about being familiar with New York? Is that going to be a problem finding some of these landmarks? I'm sure
the spotter will help.
We're relying on him to find them. We'll do the rest.
You'll do the rest.
All right.
You and your big cans. Okay,
right.
Pick a spotter.
Me and my big cans.
Nice.
And they have...
Paul
Mercurio.
Paul Mercurio.
Paul, what do you think of your team, Paul?
How about the Mark Parentos?
Why not?
I don't mean anything by it.
Don't they have to be young boys?
See?
All right.
Can we be the Mark Parentos?
I guess, sure.
Why not? A little... Why not?
Or whatever. Pick something you want. Pick something
the
you
Mark
like.
Parentos.
Pick
next couple. I just traded my couple in. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Oh, God, look at him.
What's up? What's up, man?
What's going on, guys?
Wait. Dude. You get 300 points for a comic.
Wow, he's going to be banging her all over New York?
Wow, wait.
So is the rest of New York.
That's pretty good.
Who are you guys?
Mike.
Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay. Where are you guys from?
They don't want to say. But we all know it's Jersey.
No?
Jersey.
Upstate a little bit.
All right.
Yeah. North of here, right?
Okay. North of here.
Have you guys done this before?
Never. Well,
I mean, you know, in public and stuff.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, a little.
Almost last night at a club, so I was.
Yeah.
Have
you guys been going out a while?
We're not officially going out.
Well,
how did you do this? How did you pull this off?
Dude, look at me and look at you, guy. No, I'm
joking. Oh, Jesus. Oh, that hurt. That hurt.
I'm joking.
No, you got me. You got me.
No, you're not.
Jeez.
James Gandolfini with AIDS really got me.
Wow.
Wow, you don't recover from that.
But you've been, you're not officially going out, but you're banging and stuff, right?
Obviously.
Every so often you just hook up.
No, I mean, like, whatever. It's, you know, it's a regular. Which, like, I guess, you know, it's like a running joke that we're not officially together, I guess.
Right. Why and she's all easy access. You're ready to go. You got no problems. All right. Any 2-point conversions? Have you ever done the 2-pointer with her?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
No. Yeah, there you go.
You screwed in that area. We go for the high point.
Locations.
Locations.
There you go.
All right.
All right. They could be good.
Is this Stinky's team, right?
That's
right.
And you.
Awesome.
You don't have a problem, right?
I wanted to go with Psycho Mark. That's what I thought, you know.
Yeah.
He's got, like, the best hookup, I heard. Like, that's...
You know. Well, it's up to you guys if you want to trade teams, you know.
What do you
no?
want to do?
Okay.
Did you trade or what?
It's up to you guys. requested. Come on.
All right, and I think we've met our couples.
Yeah. We're ready for Sex for Sam 3.
I do believe we're ready.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we could have them wait outside for a couple of minutes till the official start time. So if
all right, wait. Someone is suggesting a new name for Paul's team, the Juicy Lips.
I'm going with it, man. The Juicy Lips.
The Juicy Lips. Very good.
Okay. You could have them all head out.
All right, yeah.
Then we'll have the official start time and...
Good luck to everybody.
Dude, he nailed you so bad.
Anthony, why don't we take a break?
Yeah.
And when we get back, we'll say hi to Jim Cook, and we'll start Sex for Sam 3, okay?
And then we'll fire the starting gun, and off they go effing.
Well, you guys are both stupid. You're like a black eye for all mankind.
I don't think they're very nice people.
The only way I could actually think they were funny was to be on heroin.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
You know, I just like want to throw up.
Feel the love.
The Opie and Anthony Show, 1027 WNEW.
You're checking out the Opie and Anthony Show. It's Sex for Sam 3.
Wow.
One couple already getting ready for competition, Anthony.
Action going on in the back.
Hummer action going on.
Area of the green room.
That would be Voss's couple, the Clam Bars. They're from New York, and they're not fooling around. Well, they are fooling around, but they're taking this very seriously.
Was that the little Argentinian girl?
Yeah, as soon as we went to commercial, they got down to business.
I know. Had to go and peek.
I saw her arm going and her head going back and forth.
Back home, she would do that for a sandwich.
We're just about ready to send the couples loose on the streets of New York City, Anthony.
Let them loose.
Sex
right?
for Sam 3. Jim Cook is outside the studio. Are we ready? All right, why don't we get everyone back in here real fast? This is great. When we tell them to go, Anthony, all hell breaks loose.
Do we have any music that they run off to? Do we have anything? Chariots of Fire, Olympic theme, like any type of music when the gun fires and all the teams go running out of here?
I'm thinking Chariots of Fire would be nice.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I like that.
Why don't we get Jim Cook in here?
I am so
It's a Grand Prix start where they all have to start running.
We got our Grand Marshal, Jim Cook.
Yes. What would Sex for Sam be without Jim Cook from Sam Adams, Boston beer? You're right there, Jim. You're dropping what fell?
Drop something.
Oh, the mic broke.
I dropped the mic. No trowel.
You
want
to help Jim out? He dropped the mic. Came off or something.
He's holding his own
He's mind. Holding it.
Yeah, these guys give you the finest equipment.
Oh, get Pete Johnson.
Hey, Jim, do you like our couples?
Great teams.
Right? Did you see the one couple going at it already outside the studio?
I did. It was very romantic.
Isn't it?
We ought to have Frank Sinatra's song going.
They have been getting primed up with some Sam Adams, you know, because it's a social occasion.
Yeah, there's some things in life you should not do sober.
Right.
Sex for Sam is one of those special
exactly.
moments.
Exactly. You might be a little intimidated, a little shy.
A little nervous.
Nervous.
You might drip or, you know, ooze and lose.
Yeah, so a couple of Sams.
Ooze, you lose.
You ooze, you lose. A couple of Sams, it loosens you up a little bit.
And this is for the trip to the Sam Adams Brewery. We're broadcasting live next Thursday and Friday. We can't wait.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a good one.
Anthony, we got some music.
Oh, we do? Oh, the Rocky theme, huh? Jesus Christ. Yeah, because it is more than just running. It's all about endurance, beating the odds. You need stamina. You need strategy. And you need a girl that could take a good effing. Is everybody ready? Our spotters, all our spotters ready? And our teams, we're all ready?
Yes.
Where's the guy that was getting some action?
Right there.
He's right there. Right
hey,
there. That was pretty good, huh? Look at you.
I leaned. I almost poked myself in the eye with his mule. I leaned right in there to look.
Jim goes, I gotta look. And he goes right back and peers around.
Right.
Since yeah. You know the difference between your eye and your mouth.
Any final thoughts?
Wait. Don't.
No, I know. We just let it go. Any final
don't
thoughts?
Bail him out of that one.
Anybody have any final thoughts? Anything they want to say? No?
Long Island number one.
Long Island, baby!
They're just ready.
Are you guys psyched? You ready? Come on, let's hear it. You ready?
All right, here we go. Let's get the starting gun.
Brooklyn.
There go our team.
6% three whoa. Underway.
Well, what's going on here?
Go.
What's going on here? There.
Hey, dude, wait.
Right. Wait. Rich Voss, his team is still in the studio. What are you guys going for here?
They're having
wait, get on mic, Voss.
All right, we got the celebrity right in front of Sam Ant. I mean, right in front of Jim
Cook.
Right, there you go. There you go. Let me see. Lift it up.
Jim Cook is a celebrity. Indeed. And there is action going on, Opie, right here in the studio.
That would be the couple out. They were.
Boss, all you got to do is break the plane. It's like football.
Right.
Break the plane.
You just got to break the plane.
Is it official yet, Boss?
Boss can't see.
Boss, lay on the floor. Just stand under her, Boss.
Anything happening there?
Yeah, Boss, just walk under them.
Oh, she's got to help out a little bit.
That's all right.
Whoa, wow. Hey,
they're changing their style.
That's a great Argentinian ass.
That's all right.
He's working it.
A lot of pressure. Just close your eyes and pretend that we're not here.
It's not official yet, Anthony.
No.
Jim Cook, is it official yet?
Natalie, he can't... Perform.
He's having performance anxiety.
That's all right. I would too. Relax.
A little anxiety.
Well, Voss's awful midget head is not helping.
Yeah, Voss.
Go ahead. I know.
Give him a little
Voss,
privacy.
Why don't you wait until he says, all right, we're doing it, not stand there going, come on.
Is he trying to get a rod and he's dodging you?
What about your daughter?
Wow. Wow, there's nothing going on.
Voss was talking.
Hey.
Yeah, don't be so specific there, Rich, please.
Wait, Rick's team has entered the
Rick's
studio.
Rick's team is in here. Oh, my God.
The Soupy and Drex have entered
Soupy
the
Drex are going right at it.
Just say they're good.
Look.
Oh, they're good.
That's it. All right. Just say they're good.
Can I get a two-point?
Go for the two-point.
Oh, wait, he's going
for the two-point. The Soupy Drex are going for the two-point conversion, Anthony.
You need confirmation.
That would be Joe and Vicky from Long Island representing. They're having,
a little balloon knot action.
In front of a celebrity, Jim Cook.
How is that working out? You got confirmation?
It's not working here.
Don't say. All right, are you giving up? You still get the
you
point.
You got time.
Celebrity.
You got time. Go ahead.
Hey,
whatever you need.
Oh, my. Oh, God. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a shy couple right there.
That is great. She is making sure that he is willing and able
right.
to perform the duties.
All right, well, she's doing... all right, hold on, Ben, hold on.
Holy mackerel.
Okay.
Nice.
And now
we have Joe and Vicky from Long Island. They're going for the two-point conversion in front of Jim Cook.
A little two-pointer.
Jim, what do you think so far?
Don't say that word.
Yeah, don't say
we
that.
We can't use that word.
I just meant into...
That is the worst word to use.
Yeah.
Into a good beer.
You're right.
Like a Sam Adams.
You just make good beer, we'll make good radio. Okay.
There you go.
Do we have the two-point conversion, Steve?
You know what? It doesn't look like it's going to happen right
now.
No.
All right.
No.
All right, why don't you guys
go?
You
get the 30.
You get the 30.
You get the 30.
And right, the Soupy Drex, they had that.
All right, that's right.
They completed it. Well, they did their thing in front of a celebrity, 30. So they get the 30 points for that.
And so did Clambar.
Oh, wait. And the Clambars did as well. Let's go to Ben, who's out on the streets of New York. Ben,
Hey, guys. We've already done the theme restaurant. We're in the Hard Rock, and they are banging. And we're going to head out now.
They're banging at a theme restaurant.
How much is that worth, Anthony? I'm looking at the list. The list very long now, and it's kind of hard to find theme
Ben's
restaurant.
Ben's team is white folks.
Oh, theme Dave restaurant is 15 points.
Dave and Sean from Philly have done the thing in the theme restaurant.
And they have just gotten 15 points.
Are you getting any looks, Ben?
Dude, we got to go. We got to get the...
All right, go. There they go. Let's go to the Juicy Lips. It's Paul Mercurio's team from D.C.
We got them doing it in front of Carnegie Hall and a hot dog vendor at the same time.
Oh, the double.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a combo platter, Anthony.
So we got, what do we got there? 30 and another 10 is 40.
Point conversions going on?
No, he wasn't ready yet. The guy was a little bit of a pussy about that. We're gonna get it. We'll get him eventually. But he's not ready now.
All right, there you go. The team from D.C. officially on the board, Anthony. The Juicy Lips.
All right, Carnegie. We're going to the next one. We'll call you in a second.
Thank you, Paul. Paul McCurry.
Carnegie Hall is 20 points.
20 points, and then what?
20 points, and then the 10 points for the hot dog vendor.
All right, 30. You're keeping an unofficial.
Unofficial score. Opie, all I can think of now is that 2-point conversion that didn't take place. They were trying. They're willing and able to do the 2-pointer. Is that going to come into play later? Is that going to be the deciding 2 points that might have put them over the top? They're going to have to think about that. Now it's just a lost, missed opportunity.
I'll say.
They're going to try again, though. I do believe. Hey. Voss's team checking in again. Yes, Rich Voss.
We're on the run. We're just at Carnegie Hall on the stairs, right at Carnegie Hall here.
That would be the Clam Bars from New York.
Yeah.
And that is Carnegie 20 Hall. Points.
Was that a 2-point conversion as well, Voss?
No. They haven't done that. Yeah, you saw how hard it was for him to do the regular conversion in the studio.
Yeah, there
the
seems to be a little
almost
problem.
Impossible with this guy.
All right.
We're headed over to a hotel right now.
Okay.
Am I calling in after every place? Or is it...
Yes.
Oh, okay. Carnegie Hall.
All right. Thank you, Voss.
All right. So long, Cookie.
There they go.
Yeah, because we have to juggle the phones around and try to figure out.
There go
the
clam
score.
Bars. And Anthony Paul's team checking in again. The Juicy Lips.
Juicy Lips checking in again.
From D.C., Marshall and Lynn. What's going on, Paul?
Carnegie Deli. We got Carnegie Deli, and we're going for the 2-point conversion at Carnegie Deli as I speak.
Oh, my God.
Wait, you're
in? In fact, they're coming out with a pickle.
Wait,
we are going for the... No, she turned down the 2-point conversion.
Oh,
you call yourself
no.
an American? What is wrong with you?
No,
it's in front of a landmark. They were bringing out coleslaw and pickles. Step up, lady. I just paraded her into it. She's doing it right now. Hold on.
Right in the middle of the deli there, Paul?
Right in front of the deli. We are doing it.
Are you getting
I don't think they're going to be eating, sir. They're just going to... They're doing the 2-point conversion.
Are you getting any weird looks so far,
We're
Paul?
Getting people stopped in the street staring at this guy with a bag. Hey, sir, you can get in on this. Come here.
I want to see if anyone's going to pull off the stranger thing.
She's getting it, and from I thought I had the loser set. We've already done 2 points. We got a 2-point conversion, folks.
All right. Thank you, Paul. I got to move on because people are calling in crazy.
All right, we'll call you back in a minute.
All right, let's check in with the Soupy Drex, Rick's team from Long Island, Joe and Vicky. What's up, Rick?
It's a rock and roll afternoon, gentlemen. That's all I can say as we are underneath a very nice poster of Lou Reed. I'm going to leave that up to your imagination, but they do serve great hamburgers, and I believe they do have a lunch special here.
The Hard Rock Cafe.
That's all I'm saying.
Theme restaurant for 15 points.
Any 2-point conversion?
You guys can stop. Jesus Christ, I got to stop them. No 2 points.
All right, cool. The spotters are taking this very seriously.
They
got some side wages going on and stuff, and they want to make sure their teams, you know, don't blow their chances.
Right. The spotter, very important to the team. A lot of people don't realize how important the spotter can be. The spotter is both cheerleader and spotter, and somebody to maybe slow them down a little bit. Like Rick said, enough, slow down.
All right.
You don't want to blow the, you don't want to, I don't know what I can and can't say here right now.
I think people understand, though. Let's check in with Stinky's team. Team Awesome, Mike
and
Lindsay from upstate New York. Lindsay is the really, really hot blonde that everyone wants to do today. What's up, Stinky?
What's up, guys? We got the 3-hit combo right away in Central Park, 5 feet away from a hot dog vendor, and like 6 feet away from a homeless guy on a bench.
Oh my God, what a combo that is.
That's great.
We started off rocking, so.
We don't screw around.
That
moving
is
on.
10 points for each one.
Thank you,
nice.
Stinky.
All right, see ya.
Brings him right back in the game with 30 points on Stinky's first call.
Stinky's on the board. Jim Cook, what do you think so far?
I am proud to be the sponsor of this. This is like being Grand Marshal of the Olympic Parade.
All five teams coming right out of the gate and getting right to some hardcore effing and chalking up the early points. You know, in the Sex for Sam's Gone By, I remember the slow starts. Took a while for them to really get those high number point locations on the board. But now we're starting everybody 30 points. 20 points. This is going to be a high-scoring one, Opie.
Very nice. All right, we're going to take a quick break, okay?
Right.
It's Sex for Sam 3. They got 2 hours left in the competition, by the way. They got to stop at 6 o'clock.
Ouch.
We'll continue in just a bit.
What's the meaning of this slacking off?
Dude, it's going in!
Whatever.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
A smorgasbord of idiocy.
The greatest radio that I've ever heard.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. Sex for Sam 3, Jim Cook in the studio from Samuel Adams.
Oh, yeah.
The unofficial sponsor of Sex for Sam 3, Sam Adams.
It was the choice of this or the Boston Symphony Orchestra, and
yeah.
I chose Sex for Sam.
You got him.
Let me go right to Ben, because he's been waiting, and then we'll give everyone an update where we're at. Ben, what's going on?
Well, while you guys were break, we hit two locations. We hit a very lovely hotel in the area, and we just hit the construction site. Mark distracted the guard, and the construction workers let out a big cheer when they saw what was going on. And we're off to another location.
All right, very good. Ben's team doing very well this year.
Yeah, much better than...
I have almost as many points right now than I got last year, so I'm in good shape here.
All right, hang in there, Ben. Thank you. Right. Ben's team is called White Folks. That's Dave and Sean from Philly, representing Philly today in the Sex for Sam 3 competition, Anthony.
I see Ben beating the combined scores of the last two contestants that he had on the last two Sex for Sams. He's doing very well. Already 45 points. For Ben's team.
We got five teams out there banging like crazy. And right now I think it's time to check in with Voss's team.
Oh, what is this true, the report I'm getting?
Hey, what's up, man? What's the name of my team here? The Clambo. These guys are troopers. We just did Carnegie Deli, we did a hotel, and we did Fridays. As we were crossing the street, two cop cars pointed to us and pulled us over. And they go, how many points for us, right? They almost talked with one of the cops into it. They all wanted to because they looked at the girl and saw how hot she was.
Yeah.
And they're going, well, you know, we might lose our job. So many people seen us. And they said, where's our next stop? We told them we were going next. And I said, look, you guys think about it. And all four of you, you know, they were listening on the radio. And I said, this will put us over the top.
Well, it's a special category this year. If one of the couples decides that they're willing to let a cop or a fireman bang their chick, that's 100 points today, Anthony.
You know, 100 points. The thing is, they're kind of reluctant, my couple, but I'll talk them into it. The cops who come back, I will talk them into it.
Okay.
That'll put us over the top. All right, we're going into a health club right now.
All right, thank you, Voss.
All right.
Sex in a health club. In a few minutes, Anthony.
Now he said he went to Fridays?
Yes.
That's a theme restaurant.
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah,
we'll marked it down accordingly.
Let's go to Rick's team, the Soupy Drex, representing Long Island. It's Joe and Vicky. What's up, Rick?
Yeah, hey, guys.
Hey.
While we were in spots, we hit two things real quick. We hit a construction site where about 18 guys got a chance to check out our team out.
All right.
Nice.
And then we just came out of a hotel, the fabulous Hudson Hotel.
Okay.
And we're in air-conditioned luxury right now in a cab.
They're doing it in the cab right now?
Hold on, are you going for the 2 points? They're in the 2 point zone in the cab.
Wait, that's your first 2 point conversion?
That's our first 2 point conversion.
In a cab.
In the cab.
Very nice. All the teams doing very well this year so far.
Nice. Huge amounts of points being rung up.
Let's check in with the Juicy Lips. It's Paul's team.
Hey, man. During the break, we had a hotel and a 2 point conversion at the hotel.
Okay.
An ATM.
All right.
A taxi, and we're now in the Disney store in the Cinderella section.
You're in the Disney store where?
In the Cinderella section.
In the Cinderella section. Is anything going on?
Two point conversion.
All right. What are they yelling in the background?
She said she's yelling. Lynn's yelling. She's not in white anymore.
Oh God.
All right. Paul's team, the Juicy Lips, doing very well.
I didn't get the locations though for Paul's team.
Paul, what are all the locations you hit since break? You're breaking up, Paul.
Uh oh.
You're breaking up.
You got me now?
Yeah.
Hotel?
Yeah, go ahead. Hotel.
Hotel, ATM.
ATM.
Taxi.
Taxi.
And now in the Disney store as I speak, and a two-point conversion is going on in the Cinderella section of the Disney store.
All right. And the Disney store.
And I don't even know if it's worth anything. I just hate Disney.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, right, we'll
I don't think that was... What would Disney be? What would the Disney store be?
It just sounds good. I don't know. There's going to be a lot of controversy at the
I
end
guess
of this.
Department store. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, well, give it
be department
it's a retail
store.
Yeah, give it a under okay. department store. Yeah, okay. I'll give it to him.
What's there's a couple back in the studio.
It's, what are you guys doing here?
It's Team Awesome in the studio. Mike and Lindsay from upstate New York. What are they doing, Stink?
Oh, Jim Cook's a celebrity, but it's got to be in front of Jim Cook.
What are you close enough?
What are you doing in the corner?
By the way, before during the break, we hit the Salisbury Hotel. We went up to the 8th floor and went into the emergency escape. Stairwell.
Oh, their own version of Club Stinky.
Very nice.
Okay. What are they doing back there?
Trying to get bang in front of Jim Cook.
Jim Cook, we thought, you know.
Yeah, everybody else that did it got the 30 points for that was like right there against the wall.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't hide behind a...
Yeah.
You know? Stinky's like, go behind a thing, don't worry about it.
That's a Stinky.
Not Stinky,
giving
thanks.
Him bad advice.
Yeah, I know.
Horrible advice.
There you go. You could just pop her against the CD rack or something.
Oh, my God. This couple, they make out and, really get into it.
Yeah, well, of course.
Other couples, they have a different technique, Anthony. It's called the wham-bam thank-you-ma'am technique.
Garrett, you're a little behind.
Dude, you gotta
get Am I? You're a little behind. I believe you have 40 points.
Yeah, that's about it. But plus this 30 makes 70.
Well, it's obvious
you're
not
30 yet.
These, look at they're more into just making out stuff.
Yeah. They got, like, things going on.
We haven't, hit a lot in a row. So once we start doing that, we'll
Over.
You're gonna have to confirm.
Yeah, why don't you go confirm? Because it looks like something's going on over there with a really hot blonde.
That's fucking
Well, no, he's got a look.
Has to. He's been looking the whole time. Yeah.
Look at this guy. Ah, that's weird. Those are the rules. Did anything go on over there?
Yeah.
All right. There's problems with this team, Anthony.
I think so.
There's problems with Team Awesome. I'm telling you right now. There's problems with Team Awesome. I don't know if they like their spotter. Huh? All right. Figure it out, Stink, and report back to us. Ben, what's going on?
Guys, I am so in love with my couple this year. We are kicking ass. We hit a Trump building, and then they did it in front of a homeless guy in Central Park. We are kicking ass. So nice this year to be kicking ass like this. And
Wait. So you did it at Trump Tower?
Yeah, we went into the one of the Trump buildings. They did it in there in the elevator, and then we ran out, ran into Central Park, and right in front of two homeless guys, they did it. In Central Park, and the homeless guys were loving it. Let's just say that. And,
so they get the Central Park
himself.
And the homeless guy all in one.
Guys, I'm kicking
Great.
Ass.
You are.
This is the best start I've ever had, and I'm feeling pretty confident. These guys rule, so we're having a good time, and we're about to get a big amount of points.
All right, Ben, it's a very long race, though. Remember that.
Pace yourselves.
Make sure they're pacing themselves. All right, there goes Ben and white folks, the team from Philly, Anthony, doing very well so far.
What happened to
Sex for Sam 3?
What happened to the blonde and Shane O'Mac?
That Team Awesome has some problems.
Yeah. Team Awesome did not get the 30 points.
Nope. Team Awesome definitely has the hottest girl, this blonde with a beautiful body, beautiful breasts, no bra. Yeah. Little sundress, but they have some serious problems as a team.
Mr. Cocky, look at me and look at you. Can't get a ride with old Jim Cook in the room. I'll look at you, but apparently it will hurt you getting a ride.
I should have given him a long neck.
So there was no conversion there, Anthony?
No, there was nothing.
Nothing
no points. No
the
points.
Jim Cook
they wasted
thing.
Their time coming up here.
You can segue anything into liquor. I like it.
Let's go back to Juicy Lips. It's Paul's team from D.C.
Hey, we are on the steps of St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Whoa!
And we are getting looks like you wouldn't believe. It's one woman yelled out, "That's a church! You should be ashamed of yourself!"
Yeah, can't you do some pedophilia?
What?
Oh, jeez. So they're on the steps leading to St. Patrick's Cathedral, Anthony. Hey, Paul!
Yeah.
A lot of listeners checking in complaining that your team is not actually doing this in these establishments.
In the establishments.
What do you mean?
You can't just go in front of a place like the Carnegie Deli. It has to be done inside.
All right, we'll take them inside.
We're gonna allow the points for that, but in the future you must go inside these venues.
Yeah.
Oh, we were in the hotel. We weren't outside the hotel. We were in the church. We'll go in the church. We'll go in. Don't worry about it. Pay back.
Go ahead.
You nitpickers.
That's why it's such a big money place.
I'll talk to you in a minute. We're going into the next one.
All right,
there go the juicy lips.
Paul's team.
See, he was kind of skating a little bit.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, why don't you
keep them honest?
We did it in a cab as we drove by.
Yeah.
Let's check in with the Soupy Drex. It's Rick's team from Long Island once again. What's up, Rick?
We had a terrible twist of fate, guys.
What happened?
Uh-oh. We had just walked up to a fire department.
All right.
And she was all for it. And they got a call.
Oh, the entire
fire department pulled out.
Anthony, explain the fire department, police department thing. It's a new category in the Sex for Sam competition.
Well, if you get your girl to bang a stranger, you will get 75 points. If that stranger is a fireman or a cop, you will get 100 points. So if you get your chick and say, hey, bang that fireman, there's going to be 100 points. That's going to be devastating for the other teams to come back to.
Yeah, one of the teams will pull that off this year.
They Rick's team was all ready to do it. The girl was going to bang a fireman.
She's great, that girl.
And all of a sudden, they got a call.
Damn.
And it's 100 points per fireman, right?
Wow. Can you multiply those?
I think you can with strangers.
Fire department gangbang would be devastating.
Hey, does on a truck count?
There should be extra points for on a truck, yes.
All right, cool. We'll work on that. If we see anybody,
Rick,
if there's a fire somewhere, we'll stop there.
Sliding down the old fireman's pole.
She can walk out of there with 1,000 points and a tear-stained face.
All right, Rick.
All right, guys.
There go the Soupy Drex. They almost pulled off the big one, Anthony, today.
Wow, what a disappointment.
Let's go back to Stinky's team, the team that, in my opinion, has some problems, Anthony.
Yes.
Team Awesome with the hot blonde. They're from upstate New York. What's up, Stink?
All right, she got a little shy in the studio, but we ran across the street to the Hard Rock Cafe and went right upstairs into the bathroom, into the men's room, and they quickly got it on.
That's another 15 points for a theme restaurant. Points. Everyone seems to be gone for that one.
Oh, my God. One of the teams has just entered the studio. They're sweating profusely.
Sweating that they just committed a murder.
Stinky, thank you. There goes Team Awesome. They're back on track,
Ben.
A little bit. Yes, Ben.
Guys, I'm just loving this year.
Oh, everything is working out. Oh, good. I thought you were coming in to say something bad was happening.
No, look at Ben. Ben's so confident. I think they're taking a beer break.
These guys are taking a Sam Adams break right now.
Jim Cook is passing out Sam Adams to Ben's team. White folks from Philly, Dave and Sean.
Dude, it is so hot outside. It's ridiculous. We're just running around. These guys are kicking ass. We're in great shape. I mean, I'm really happy this year. We're having a good time.
Absolutely.
We needed the beer, and the celebrity Jim is here, so we figured we'd come out.
Oh, might as well.
Have a Sam Adams, and hey.
Jim Cook is indeed famous.
Right now?
Yeah, I would say
and,
so.
And, what a couple of troopers. Yeah, you could just, you know, put her against the CD wall. Whatever it takes.
That works.
Whatever it takes.
Huh? Oh, my God. Martini Steve's in the studio to film this this act.
Wait, there's controversy? What?
Uh-oh.
I don't want everybody seeing my ass.
You're out. Steve, taking his camera and going home.
There we go.
There goes Martini Steve.
All right, well, as long as your spotter sees.
That's right.
And Jim Cook has to see, because it's got to be in front of Jim Cook.
Huh?
Just go over here.
Yeah, go in the corner somewhere. Well, not in that corner. She might get pregnant.
Yeah, just stay away from that corner that's already roped off.
Yeah.
Looks like I think we're going to be roping off more sections of the studio after today, Anthony.
Whatever it takes, 30 points would really do you guys some justice. I got to tell you that.
And how about some kind of update as this couple gets ready, the white folks, Ben's team?
Well, as I'm looking...
check, make sure.
Jimmy?
82 points for Rick's team right now.
Oh, 82 points.
And they're in the lead? No.
Okay.
I'm just doing going down the line here.
Okay.
Ben's team.
All right. Well,
80 points for Ben's team. What?
It looks like Iraq. He's in the hole.
Was that a conversion?
Yeah. Well, what do they do?
No, that was a standard
conversion. That's what
Andrew. 30 points.
All right. Ben's white folks team has done the celebrity thing. That's another 30 points for Ben's team. Philly representing today in Sex for Sam 3. Very good.
Thank you, Jim.
And they're out of here. There they go.
Ben's team, the first one to cross the 100 mark.
Wow.
Right now.
Yes.
You are at 110 points, doing very well.
Thank you.
All right, something's going on out there. Let's go back to the phones and check in with the Juicy Lips. It's Paul Mercurio's team from D.C. What's up, Paul?
We got him right now on Fifth Avenue in front of a homeless guy and getting a two-point conversion on top of it.
Two-point conversion in front of the homeless guy is good for 12 points.
All right.
We have a cop 20 feet away.
Very nice.
So we're going on to the next one. I'll play in a minute.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
Bye.
What happened?
Ben, just to let you know, Rick's team almost pulled off the stranger thing.
Almost wow. got a fireman.
Almost. The firehouse got a call.
I swear the chick was ready. They were walking into the firehouse, and the alarm went off.
That's
and they
aggressive. Had to go. Horrible, horrible luck for Rick's team right
there.
You
know, 100 points, devastating. That would be a devastating blow for any
I'm so confident, though, in my team. We're going to sit here, and we're going to relax and have a Sam for a couple minutes, and then we're going to head back out.
Look at
this.
These
guys kicking ass.
See how Ben is working this now? They pull ahead with the lead, relax a little, you get the energy up, and now you're bolting around instead of just laboring during the whole event trying to make things happen. What a genius as a coach. You know something? A lot of people said a lot of bad things about you, Ben, in the past 2 years, but it was obviously the team because your coaching yep. skills, fantastic. You're bringing the team back. You're resting. You're going. You're resting.
We're
you're
talking
going.
About Ben, though. The alcohol is going to get in the way.
A lot of people think it was his alcoholism that brought him back here for a free beer. I don't think it was your craving or mania for alcohol. I think it was good coaching.
Right. Good coaching. Yeah. Good coaching.
Ben's team's going to have some problems later on in the competition. They're quick starters, but I don't know if they got it.
As far as
the long haul goes. What?
No, we got plenty of pots, so we should get a good day.
All right, there's only an hour and 40 minutes left in the competition, Anthony. Sex for Sam 3. Jim Cook, what do you think so far as DeGrand Marshall?
I think these guys are awesome. All of them. There's better teams. The quality gets better every year.
You like the teams this year? And you being the celebrity... Now, you've seen so far two couples, I believe, have sex, and three try.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
There's a little, wasn't that? Didn't you feel bad? The guy's
no.
Like, no, you didn't, because the guy had made fun of you earlier.
That's right. What happened? Who messed up in here?
Hey, huh?
Stinky, hey, how you doing?
Stinky's team with the hot blonde.
They're team awesome.
They're having some problems today.
The Swiss Miss Girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're sitting, they're trying to have the pull off the 30 points in front of Jim Cook, and he couldn't get things going, if you know what I mean.
All of a sudden, he's Samuel the Shy Sea Lion.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Dave and Sean. You guys are all right so far?
Yeah, we're fine, man. Just come back, get a beer, cool off, man. It's sweating my A off out there.
You're not as nervous anymore, right?
Nah, after the Sam Adams.
How's your lady holding up, Sean?
Fine.
You're doing all right, huh? A lot of people think you're a gay couple. That's why I wanted to get Sean's female voice on the radio today.
She's hot. You look like one of my aunts. I mean, young, but she's hot, my aunt. But I cannot stop thinking of that as I look at you.
Okay. No, we're definitely not gay.
All right. Are you guys done with your beer break or what, Ben?
Yeah,
I'm a little nervous for you.
Like, a couple minutes.
How hot it is out there?
It's about 100 again.
You're not even doing anything. You're just running around with him.
Ben's like the rabbit in The Rabbit and the Hare.
You want to know what?
He decides, I'm so far ahead, I'm going to take a nappy.
Yep. As long as I'm ahead of Stinky, that arrogant dude that he is today.
Oh,
with the arrogance that
little
he's spreading.
Smack talking. Hey, little talking smack.
I'm with Ben, though. Stinky color coordinated his whole chart.
You want to know what? And he's arrogant. He's in the elevator talking trash. So Mark and I proceeded to deck him on the way out. And,
Ben, let me fill you in on this. You have exactly twice the points right now at this point than Stinky has. You have twice the points Stinky's team
has. We forgot to tell everyone. Yep. These guys taking this very serious.
Oh, yeah.
This year. Very serious.
The spotters also. Yeah, they're very, very serious.
Stinky's team won the whole thing last year, Anthony. Let's go to Rick's team, the Soupy Drex.
All right, guys. We just had a little security problem, so we had to bail on our current location.
Okay.
Let's just say there's a... welcome to our world of toys. Go, 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 go.
All
okay, they're in the process. We just got rid of our security problem. I'm walking over. It's, they're not going to go for the two. We are good. We are good.
Oh.
We are good. Welcome to our world of joy.
That's good for 15 points. I believe it's FAO. FAO.
World of kids. Jesus Christ.
All right,
this is just the worst. We're out of here.
All right, there they go, the Soupy Drex. Let's check in with Team Awesome. It's Stinky. Stinky.
Hey, guys. Ben, we're leaving McDonald's right now.
went upstairs to the bathroom.
Yeah.
The moaning was echoing so loud, I was afraid someone was going to come in. But we finally got out.
Hey, Stinky, Ben is trash-talking you big time today.
Is his team actually getting points this time or not?
Let me tell you, he is really pulling ahead of the pack here, and he's talking smack, saying, you deserve it, you arrogant F.
The only reason why his team's doing anything is because he got Mark with him. Ben has some, like, disease for couples. They just go limp around them.
All right. Thank you, Stinky. There you go.
Wow.
This couple moaning really loud in McDonald's somewhere. Let's go to Paul and the Juicy Lips before we take a break. His team is representing D.C. today, Marshall and Lynn. What's up, Paul?
We're in St. Pat's, and he's doing the balloon knot inside, and a security guy is coming up to us right now. All right. Hey, come on. Let him go. They're okay there. No, let him go. He was just looking for the restroom. That's all. He just needs to use the restroom. Don't be so. What are you being so difficult for?
Oh my God!
This is a sacrilegious place. He would never do anything like that. This is the Catholic Church.
Hey, listen. You want to be arrested? You'll be quiet, all right?
No, I'm not going to be quiet. I have a right to say whatever I want to say. Just because you have a blue jacket on with a patch on doesn't mean you have authority over me.
You know that.
When they give you the walkie-talkie, that doesn't mean to take away my constitutional rights. We're going to go, all right? We can do whatever we want. We walked out. No harm, no foul. Not a problem with priests through the kids, though, is it?
Yeah, that's
what I guess when the doors are closed, it happens on the altar, right?
That's what happens right
there. Yeah, nothing like meat and potato sex during that church around, right? A little heterosexual sex. Treats everybody out here. I'm a scumbag?
Yeah.
With the Catholic Church who's done the kids for 35 years? Yeah. How could you be part of that?
What?
You're culpable. You should be ashamed of yourself. Their meat and potato sex is what the church needs. Step up! Be counted! And that was a balloon knot, just so you knew.
Balloon knot.
Where's your dog now? All right, we're moving on. We'll call you back.
All right, Paul. Oh, my God. 27 points, 25 points, a two-point conversion, and eternal damnation.
We should be allowed to just give him 200 extra points.
Oh, my God. The guy has a sack that is too huge
for
to believe. You cannot. How the hell did you hear him?
Yeah, we'll just let that sit.
Yeah, let's check in with Boss's team, the Clam Bars from. They're representing New York. Yes, Boss.
We did a fast food restaurant. We did McDonald's. Mm-hmm. We did a comedy club. Now we also just did inside Virgin Records store and video store in Times Square. Do those all count?
Well, it's one store, right?
Yeah, but it's got CDs, it's got video, it's got on here. It says
I don't know if that could count.
It's got a record CD store, a video store, all right, and we're in Times Square.
I think
I don't. Come on,
Anthony. I don't like the idea that it's the video. I think a record store, you could take that, and then if you go to Blockbuster, that's like a video store.
I'm with Anthony.
Yeah, I don't think you should get two.
Paul's team's having major problems, so Voss, I got to let you go, okay?
Can we get Times Square for it, since it's in Times Square?
Okay.
Yes, that.
All right.
That's a combination.
Point that out.
We got to go back to the Juicy Lips. Yes, Paul.
The cop just came and he left. He said if we go back in, he's going to arrest us.
Oh.
They called the cops. And I told them, you know, we weren't doing anything. We were just, observing the Sabbath. I don't know, whatever.
All right.
And they said, you go back in, you're going to recall it.
All right.
Now he's coming back to play.
Hey, Paul, can you go back in and get your poor box money back?
So you guys are okay? You guys are all right?
Yeah, we're cool. It was a little dicey, but we're cool. They're really cool, man. They blew me away. I thought I had the dead one. They're insane.
All right.
It's
I'll call you in a minute. I got something else going on. I'll call you in a
thank
minute.
Thank you. There go the Juicy Lips. It looks like they're going to be okay. Team Awesome checking in again. It's Stinky's team from upstate New York. Yes, Stinky.
Who is best left out? Bergdorf Goodman, a department store. And then we got the two-point conversion. She went for it.
She finally went for it.
Yeah, we found the elevator or whatever.
Looks like Team Awesome finding their stride finally, Anthony.
Getting it slow and steady is Team Awesome. Not going for those big point amounts, but now they're chalking up the 10s, the 15s, the 12s now with the two-point conversion.
Nice.
All right, thank you, Stinky. Bye. I wonder if we should warn the other teams.
Ah, nah.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Nah.
Sex for Sam 3.
Let him
unofficially
try.
Sponsored by Jim Cook and Sam Adams. We'll be back.
Some days, you know, we're a laugh riot, and other days we just flat out suck. We know it.
Interesting if true.
Opie and Anthony.
We're back with the Opie and Anthony show. Sex for Sam 3 has taken a bad turn. Right before commercials, we had Paul Mercurio in St. Patrick's Cathedral, Anthony. The St. Patrick's Cathedral. And it's a couple allegedly did the two-point conversion.
The two-pointer. And there was a little altercation between Paul and the guard that was in there. There was some words. And Paul's got a big set of brass balls because he doesn't back down. And now I'm getting reports of police. Paul.
Yeah, well, listen, officer, I don't understand. If you're going to take us down to the station, then take us down and do the investigation. But we're standing here and you have nothing. You're taking one person's opinion. Yeah, here, I have my money card that has my name on it and a credit card and a money card. I don't have a picture ID.
I have to urinate all the time.
He's talking to six cops right now. They want to take all three to the station.
If I pulled
off Paul and the team.
You would see that I'm swollen. I have to urinate. We went in there to try and find a restroom. The place that we went up into, I thought that was a restroom.
What is he saying that he saw? What is the security guy saying he saw?
I've got a TV.
It's really hard to hear. I can hear it.
These are friends of mine.
You can feel my TV.
I'm taking him around the city. I'm giving him a tour of the city. And we took him into the church, and you know, what they do in the church is their business. And this guy, he comes up from behind them, and he gets on the walkie-talkie, and suddenly, he's a lone ranger, and he calls in the cavalry, and you guys show up, and there's five guys in a squad car. And if you're going to take us to the station, take us to the station. If you're going to arrest us, and let's get it over with. But I don't know what the basis is for the arrest. And I don't think you guys know either, otherwise you'd be arrested by now. I mean, let's be honest.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not trying to be a smart ass, but you know, bring him over, and if he wants to talk about this, look me in the eye and let him tell me what he thinks he saw. But if you're conducting an investigation and you're about to arrest the three of us, don't you think you should talk to us? I think it's going. Honestly, no disrespect. I think it's going in one ear and out the other, and you've already made your decision. So let's get in the car, it's air conditioned, and let's go.
You're entitled to your opinion.
Yeah, you know what? Frankly, I am.
If I wanted to wander around, you would be in handcuffs. You'd be in fact. Well, I haven't made that determination.
They haven't decided to arrest
him. Why don't you stop getting yourself all excited and take my advice? Which is take a breath.
And tell him, Paul, calm down.
So I can do my job.
Well, this is 15 minutes of nonsense. And we left the church when we were told to leave. We walked down the sidewalk. He called that gentleman, and that gentleman came tearing down the sidewalk for us. So it's like you guys are looking to do something with us. We left when we were told to leave. Three guys escorted us out. On top of it, it's the Catholic Church. How can they be moral about sex? Think about that for a minute. That's what he was saying. He was saying that they were having sex in there to our faith.
So that's not what you said. I'm trying to get your side of the story.
Our side of the story is these people are in there looking at the church. He had to go to the bathroom. He's saying that they were having sex.
There's a show going on outside St. Patrick's Cathedral right now.
Should we put them on hold for a second, Andrew?
So, is that all right if we just go now?
No, I kind of want to hear
that. Okay.
I don't understand what the basis is for detaining us, then. Someone would like to tell me that. That'd be great. Anytime today. Now you see why nothing gets done.
All right.
Bad guys standing around trying to figure out what the charge is for.
Oh, my God.
All right, hold on. Hold on.
We're doomed.
All right, hold on. Tell them we're going to go right back to them. Well, it's obvious that the cops separated from Paul, and they're trying to figure out what to do. We'll go right back there, I promise. But let's check in with Voss. Hey, Voss, what's going on? The clam bars.
We just hit a construction site.
Yeah.
And we just sat right in front of Fox News on the planters, and they did Fox News right outside here.
In front of Fox News? Okay.
Oh, yeah, right in front of, right on the planters right out front here.
Okay, you guys are doing really good.
This guy has no fear. He has no fear. And the girl doesn't understand. She thinks that she can stay in the country for another 2 months for doing this. So, did somebody get locked up, arrested?
Might be happening.
Yeah, we're trying to determine that as we speak. So, Voss.
How am I doing in points? How am I looking? Watch out.
You're doing great. Move on to your next location because we got to go back to Paul, okay?
All right, okay.
There's a big story unfolding here. Let's go back to Paul. The Juicy Lips. Outside St. Patrick's Cathedral.
This guy.
Paul.
Yes.
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
What's going on?
So now I gotta just be careful because they haven't told me to take my earphone out or anything. I don't want them to know that I'm on the air. But they're just like five cops are standing around like debating this at this point. But they kicked us out and then they came tearing down the sidewalk and they put us against the wall. In front of Cartier's, put our hands against the wall and that whole nonsense and patted us down and everything. And now they brought a sergeant in.
Uh-oh.
And now another guy's showing up in another car.
Oh, you're done.
And they're like the security guy from the church.
Yeah.
You know.
He don't have.
And by the way, the guy I'm with, the guy of the couple, is on probation. And he's freaking out. And he's like, oh, I'll tell him we did it, and then it was just it's a radio prank. I'm like, no, if you admit it, that's no.
Yeah.
He's about to collapse.
I like
all the sex and the heat and this, I think he's going to have a stroke.
I like your take on the whole thing. There's nothing, the guards saw nothing, and there's no crime.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I think we'll be okay, because if he was going to do something right now, he probably would have. But
yeah. Evan is saying, Paul, just show them your Emmy.
All right, hold on. Hey, make sure John keeps Paul on the line. Anything changes, we'll go right back to him. Let's check in with Stinky. Stinky, what's going on?
All right, during the break, we had a two-pointer at FBO Schwartz, went right next door to Tiffany's, right on regular there, and then another two-pointer in Trump Tower right next door.
Woo! Wow, big points right there for Team Awesome,
Trump
Anthony.
Tower,
and I'm not
two-pointer.
Huh?
And I'm not arrested.
You guys are all finding out that Paul may be getting arrested right now, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you might want to stay away from that location. What was the other one, Stinky? Stinky, you got a Tiffany's?
Yeah, we got 2 points at FAO Schwartz.
FAO Schwartz.
Then we got Tiffany's regular, and then 2 points at Trump Tower.
Congratulations.
All right. Thank you. Move on. Let's check in with Rick and the Soupy Drex, Anthony, representing Long Island. What's up, Rick?
Guys, we have been very busy. We're in the same location thinking, though I don't smell a steam anywhere. We just hit FAO Schwartz where it was very tough. Oh, no, I called you from there.
Yeah.
All right, I'm retarded. All right, we did hit Trump Tower.
Okay.
Where we got the 2 points.
Yeah.
And then we came out and we did Nike Town for the department store.
Yeah.
And that was an easy two-pointer.
Okay.
Security is so lax these places. It's incredible.
All right, well, let's go. They're all over at the cathedral.
Yeah.
And we just came running out of the... we just came running out of Tiffany.
Okay.
Easy one, but no 2 points on that one, unfortunately.
And what about the department store, Nike Town? Were there 2 points
Nike
there?
Nike Town. Oh, yeah, that was easy.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Rick.
Hey, what's going on with Paul? Is he really getting arrested?
Yeah, you might want to stay away from that location, okay?
What location is it?
You can figure it out.
Okay.
The Saint, yeah.
Oh, I don't want to be praying to any other gods but my own.
All right, thank you, Rick.
All right, bye.
NYPD checking in like crazy. Andy!
Yo!
What's up, Andy? Real fast.
Yeah, listen, I'm on the job. I'm a cop for 20 years. Tell Paul, shut up. Don't talk anymore. Don't get arrogant. Apologize. Get out of there.
I agree. He's getting a little too cocky.
Yeah, I'm listening to it. I almost clutch
coming in over the highway right now. He's just got to, like, lay low. If these cops are rookies, to them it's for real, and they're going to take him in.
Okay. Good
advice.
They'll
have a detail of cops at work out of there, and they're probably listening to it right now.
I believe Paul can hear you, so hopefully he'll take that advice. Thank you, Andy.
All right, boys, stay safe.
Let's go back to Paul.
But listen, I'm going to go with them. Can I go down with them? Can I go in the car with them? Well, if you're going to arrest them, arrest me then. What's the difference? I don't care. This is ridiculous. You don't want to take me because they're afraid to say anything, and you know that you guys are wrong. Go ahead. Take me. I don't care. This is ridiculous. You guys got to have something better to do than this. Look at me. I'm 5'8", soaking wet. I'm 150 pounds. I can't do anything. And you're, like, getting all tough. This is ridiculous. Officer, can I talk to you for a minute? That won't even talk to me now.
What happened, Paul?
They took them in handcuffs and put them in a car. They're taking them to Midtown North.
Oh, no. one of our teams is arrested.
Can I go down with them at least in the car? Can I go in a car with them? All right, well, I'm going to go down. I'm going to take a cab over there to the precinct and we go down there with them.
All right, Paul.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Well,
that's the first time one of our teams have ever been arrested.
Hey.
Well, someone send someone down there to get them out of jail. Well,
Ken is just shaking his head, walking down the hall. He doesn't even want to come in the studio.
Well, we had such a good streak going, too, huh?
Yeah.
No one had been arrested on this show in quite some time.
Long time.
Been a long time.
Hey, Ken's walking back down the hall. I can't tell if he's really pissed or not. Yeah, he's pissed. Is he coming in the studio? I don't know if he's going to come in the studio. Hey, Psycho Mark, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? We're taking a little break. We just finished up at Carnegie Hall for a little R&R, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
And actually, right now, we're sitting in a bar because we heard all the stuff that happened to Paul, so we figured we'd take a little beer break.
You're hiding.
Another beer break
for Ben's team, white folks from Philly.
Dude, I'm not kidding this, but there were cops flying everywhere in that direction about 5-7 minutes ago. It was not a pretty sight.
No. All right. We'll check in with you guys in a little bit, all right?
Oh, great. Here we go again. Another Midtown North.
All right, Mark. Hey, why don't we take a break, Anthony?
No.
Looks like somebody wants to talk to us. Hey.
Boy, Dave was trying the... Dave says apparently Paul's Jedi mind trick didn't work.
No.
That was no Jedi mind trick.
Ha.
What? Is Ken K. Stevens want to chat?
Looks like a lot of people outside the studio want to chat.
Great.
Jim, you got some bail money, right?
Yeah, Jim, could you bail some people out?
Yeah, help
give him a bar of soap and tell him don't bend over. Kick it to New Jersey before you pick it up.
Now, does it count if he gets a 2-point conversion when he's locked up? You know, Paul was just daring the cops to do something.
Paul wanted to be the sacrificial lamb there. You could tell. He was just like, you know, you either have something or you don't.
If he was a gentleman, they might have still arrested him, but they might not have. You don't know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of daring going on there.
Yeah, you don't tell the cops, what are you going to do about it, huh?
Yeah.
Then again, I groveled in the Voyeur bus and still got arrested, so...
This is legal, isn't it?
Well, we'll find out, Rick.
I
this is unfamiliar ground for us.
It is?
As far as what just went on.
Yeah. Oh, well.
The Feast of Assumption today, too. It's a holy day. The only reason I know that, not because I'm real religious, I didn't have to move my car from one side of the street to the other.
Oh, is that an alternate side suspended?
That's the only reason I know. It's the Feast of Assumption today.
Oh, no.
Okay, hey.
Oh,
hey,
no.
Boy.
Oh, boy.
We'll take a break.
We're still stupid.
Well, if that's what it takes to get good ratings, we'll continue being stupid.
We don't care.
We don't care.
I've been expecting you to make exactly that asinine statement.
The Opie and Anthony Show. Theater of the Mindless.
The Opie and Anthony Show. 1027 WNEW.
Hey, we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. It's Sex for Sam 3. If you're just tuning in, boy, did you miss a lot.
Ah.
You got to listen to the show a little longer than you do.
Yeah.
Paul Mercurio's team, the Juicy Lips, are officially out of the competition, Anthony.
Yes.
Marshall and Lynn from D.C. are out of the competition.
Well, are they officially out of the question? Because some people are saying now that they took them down to jail, the 100 points should be really easy now. Having sex with a stranger.
I guess they're not. They're never officially out of the competition.
You're right.
But I don't think we're going to be getting a phone call from that team anytime soon.
No, they shouldn't waste their one call with a score update or anything like that.
Yeah,
but
they got arrested allegedly. They may have had balloon knot sex in St. Patrick's Cathedral.
What?
Huh?
I don't think so, though.
It's all allegedly.
I don't think so. They go in there because obviously everybody knows. All of our faithful listeners really know that they're just simulating the act.
Simulating? Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they wouldn't.
Everyone knows that.
They wouldn't be stupid enough to actually have balloon knot sex in a church.
Right.
Right?
That's what I'm trying to say here.
Huh?
Exactly.
Yes.
That's what the spotters are there for, to make sure they don't.
Exactly.
You guys really bail out of the sinking ship fast.
I got the women's clothing on and I'm jumping on the life raft.
Oh, let me through! Women and children first. Hey, let's check in with the Soupy Drex. They're still in the Sex for Sam 3 contest, Anthony.
Absolutely. Hey, guys.
It's Rick's team from Long Island. What's up, Rick?
Hey, guys, we got a small problem. We wanted to do the Hansom cab ride, you know, the horse and buggy thing.
Yeah.
But we have a small problem. They pulled the horses off the streets because of the heat.
It's too hot. Yeah.
But they do have the little bicycle buggy guys who are taking their place.
Okay.
The penny cab.
Okay.
Can they substitute for the horse and buggy?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, yeah, we got it.
All right, you got it.
All right, cool. So, I'll call you back when everything's right.
Okay, thank you, Rick.
All right, bye.
Bye. It's kind of tough to continue with the competition knowing one of the teams is being booked right now, Anthony.
Well, I think they would want the other teams to continue. Oh, no. I think what they want is bail money.
JD, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Listen, you need to do one of two things with the rest of the contestants. You either need to, one, warn them about the alleged location of the alleged event, because there's a cop parked on every corner. I took a walk around the building.
Okay.
Or offer them a bonus for getting in and getting out.
Yeah, I think they're going to be avoiding that location right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be a good idea. I heard the action that was going on. I was parked on a block and took a walk over there.
All right.
Saw Paul being driven away. It's such a sad face.
All right. Thank you, JD.
All right, guys.
Bye. This just in, Paul called in, got taken into interview room, and he had to hang up.
Oh, is that what we...
That's the latest.
That's the latest?
Right, John?
Yeah, I just got off the phone, and like 2 seconds ago, he said he's being detained right now. They're taking his phone, so we won't hear from him for a while.
Yeah. Oh, they're taking his phone now.
Yeah. How's he being detained? He went in a cab. What did he do, belt one of the cops? How do you get detained when you go there in a cab? They think he's smuggling something in his lips? God almighty, climb a bridge.
Hey.
You sure Gracie Mansion isn't on its island?
Stinky, Team Awesome checking in. What's up?
All right, guys. We hit the public library on 50-something Street, and then they were sitting on a bench right in the middle of Rockefeller Center in a sea of tourists. And I got another regular one.
Okay, very
nice.
Good. You're doing much better, Team Awesome.
All right, are we coming back?
A little bit, yes.
Ah, crap. All right, we're going to hit more.
You may want to avoid that one location.
Yeah, we're thinking about avoiding that one.
All right, very good. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Let's go back to Rick and the Soupy Drex. What's up, Rick?
Yeah, it's a good thing I wore my runner shoes, guys. I'm running alongside the penny cab because there's only room for two.
I can't really see.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we got the regular points. We didn't get the two.
Okay.
All right,
that's
the extra two.
15 points.
All right, thank you, Rick.
and our driver, Van. We got to thank Van for helping us out.
All right, very nice.
All right, bye.
Bye. They're on to their next location, Anthony. Let's check in with Rich Voss's team. It's the Clam Bars from New York. What's up, Voss?
We got four places. We did New York Sports Club.
Okay.
We did Radio City Music Hall.
Okay.
We did a subway. And we were at Rockefeller Center, right?
Yeah.
There's a little elevator that goes down to the ice skating ring.
Yes.
So we got in the elevator. I said, start. It goes for like 5 seconds. And right when we get to the bottom, she's dropping her skirt.
Yeah.
A family with four kids walk in.
Oh,
right
no.
Right as the skirt is going down. Right?
Oh, Jesus.
So we got a Rockefeller Center, a Radio City Music Hall, a subway, and a health club.
Hey, Voss, did you see how red that guy's bag is?
I know. It's unbelievable.
It's like Santa Claus's jacket. It really annoyed me, his ruby red bag.
Do I get extra for fluffing him?
hey, Voss.
What?
Avoid that location, okay?
What location?
Exactly.
Yeah, that location. You know what we mean?
No, I don't.
The one that lightning would strike you if you tried to walk into.
Yeah.
You
the one where if we ever got married, we would go there?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I. You know what? Voss probably doesn't even know. Paul's team got arrested.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Why? Was he doing his act somewhere?
Oh, my God.
What do you call it? We had two cops follow us. They look. Also, another guy comes out of work with his Walkman, and he looks at us. He goes, good luck. He goes, Mercurio just got arrested.
Yeah. Little advice for you, Voss. Be nice to the cops. Do not dare the cops today.
This coward, he never would.
All right.
Before the cops, let me tell you something. I forgot what I was going to say, but it was really funny. Maybe next call.
All right.
I just lost it.
All right, with your spaghetti strap shirt.
our attorney's checking in. WNEW attorney. Yes, sir.
Hey, I would just like to say thank you for the new Harley Davidson in my driveway and the addition I'm putting on my house.
You're welcome, sir.
Great.
That, love you, Dollface.
All right, bye.
You know, the action, hot and heavy still, scores going up, but a dark cloud, a pall over this event this year, Opie.
A dark cloud over the last Sex for Sam. Yes,
Anthony. Yeah. Huh? You think?
I don't know.
This could be the last one.
Hey, Paul, what's going on?
Let me just tell you, if I was one of your friends and you call me up and say, hey, little comedian friend, come here, we got some fun thing going on.
Yeah.
I wouldn't come because you get them all arrested.
Well, they languish in the air conditioning in the studio.
Exactly.
Everybody else
exactly.
is doing a hard time.
Sweetness, as always, you are dead on point.
Thank you, Angel Toast. Godspeed.
Yeah, you got it right. It's a comfortable 58 degrees of the studio.
Yeah, you're relaxing, sending out for coffee. Yeah, he's reading, doing some impressions. Everyone's happy. Earl's doing nothing.
And people are getting arrested around us, and we don't even care.
The whole crew is doing time in the pokey while you two just enjoy the good life.
Yeah. Marshall and Lynn from D.C. Juicy Lips, the team name. Paul Mercurio.
Yeah.
Just out of the competition with a shocking arrest.
They'll be lining up for that mouth, believe me, if he goes to Central Booking. They'll all be thanking the God of their choice and understanding that Juicy Lips fella came in.
Oh, God.
Lick him. Make him wet.
Oh, Jesus. No. Hey, Jim Cook, any comments over there as the Grand Marshal of this fine event?
No. How do you compete with an arraignment?
Yeah. Well, you can compete with a icy cold Sam Adams.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I don't know
if Paul's going to be getting any icy cold Sam Adams for a while.
Hey, Rick, what's going on? The Soupy Drex checking in once again.
Just say hello to Central Park. Wonderful, wonderful setting. For 2 points.
2 points?
2 points for the Soupy
Drex. Well, the two-point conversion.
2-point conversion on the Central Park, 10 points.
Very good.
Yes, yes. And, right. And we have the dirty knees to prove it.
All right. Thank you, Rick.
Who, you
all
do?
All right, guys.
And a little fist print in your quaff.
Anthony, can we get an update over there? Do you know who's in the lead? Sort of. This is an unofficial scorecard.
Yeah, yeah, looking at this, Rich Voss and Clambar are just tearing it up.
Okay.
And really, really making headway. I did a halftime score a while back, and that is the last time Ben has checked in with any points.
Yeah, where is William Holden's team?
Now, do you remember how cocky Ben was?
Yeah. He got scared when he heard someone's getting arrested, and they hid in a bar. That's
absolutely not scared.
No, that's scared.
He decided to take this break, and he was getting all comfortable in the bar and decided that was it.
or he was on his way out and he tripped and hit his head on a coffee table and died.
Yeah, that's good. Because Ben still has the same amount of points.
Okay. So Voss is in the lead. The
Ben's
clam bars.
Team and Ball's team are the only one that haven't checked in with new scoring after I made the points.
Wow.
And they have an excuse. They're arrested.
At least Paul has a legal reason.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Let's check in with Stinky's team. Team Awesome. Yes, Stinky.
American Pole Party. All right. We've just walked out of Citibank ATM. A whole row at ATM. Everyone taking out money, and they just went and won in front of one and went right at it. And then we just walked right out.
Just made a deposit.
Very good.
Yeah,
and,
nice.
How big is Ben's team is losing?
Yeah, Ben lost steam.
Well, Ben's team is checking in, so Stinky, we're going to let you go.
Oh,
okay?
All right, see you.
How is Team Awesome doing, Anthony?
Very good. They're doing they're having a great second half comeback.
Okay, let's check in with Ben's team for the first time in the second half of the Sex for Sam competition with white folks. What's up, Ben?
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
We took a little break from the action, and now we're strolling.
Strolling? Can't you carry it in a brown
confident.
Bag?
We're very confident. Let's just say that.
But you're not nowhere near the lead
Ben,
anymore.
Ben,
what happened?
Well, other people are chalking up points while you're at the bar.
They're running around like crazy.
Dude, you didn't know my strategy. Like our old program director said, I have a plan.
Oh, I hope it's a better plan than he had.
Yeah, right?
Do you have it? You really have a plan? You have something up
there? Yeah, we have a plan. It's so good. It's ridiculous. And we're about to implement it in a minute here.
All right, well, you're going to call us back when you're ready?
How are we doing? What's the deal?
Oh, my God.
He's not good, Ben.
Ben, what? You guys, aside from Paul's team that is in jail...
what a genius.
You guys are in last place.
Oh, we are?
You're being beat by Rick, by Voss, and by Stinky.
But he has something up his sleeve. I want to know what this
Dude,
is.
We have a plan. Six-pack.
All right, what's the plan?
I can't tell you. We have a plan.
No, he doesn't.
All right, let us know when you're ready to implement this plan.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.
Doesn't have a plan.
He's lost it.
No, the guy had a great start. He was making points.
And
he lost it.
I have confidence.
I don't.
He's going for 100 points, and they already know it's going to happen.
Do you think they already set it up?
100 points is sex with a stranger. That's for 75, but if it's a cop or a fireman, we up it to 100 points. I'm telling you, he's going to pull that off today. I'm telling you.
Ben's plan is to put a hand over one eye so when he walks, he only sees one of anything. That's what his plan is. Stop the shakes.
To get back to the studio without stumbling in front of a cab.
Exactly, and just dropping his liver like a brick somewhere on 6th Avenue.
45 minutes left in Sex for Sam 3, unofficially sponsored by Sam Adams. Jim Cook in the studio. Let's say hi to Tom real fast. Hey, Tom.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Yo, Paul Mercurio is a douchebag, first of all, because if he didn't have such a goddamn big mouth, they would have never got arrested. I mean, the cops are out there striking all day today because I work at the phone company at 6th Avenue. Those guys are in such a pissed off mood. Do you think they want any lip from some guy that's just being an ass to them?
Tom, I agree with you today. I think
you guys agree with the cops, man. You support them and everything.
Of course.
But that guy, I mean, he should just listen and shut his goddamn mouth. And anything that happens to them, he should automatically is responsible.
We will get
that seems to be the consensus.
We will get hundreds of calls from police officers apologizing to us, but they'll also say, look, the guy dared us, we had to do it. And I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. All right, thank you, Tom. Let's just hope it all works out.
Be a gentleman, the cops pull you over.
Everybody now that I'm reading on Instant Feedback is saying that Paul and his mouth got them arrested.
That's right.
Yeah, because the couple, they were really, really scared, and they were keeping their mouths shut. Stinky, Team Awesome checking in again. What's up?
What's up, guys? Right after I hung up, we walked past the St. Thomas Church.
Oh, no.
Right on the steps. Leading up to it.
Ixnay on the Urch Che.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think that has been taken out of the competition.
But I'll give them the 25 points.
Because we got to show some responsibility.
But I'm giving them the points.
All right. I would anyway.
Thank you, Stinky.
We're in an air-conditioned cab right now, so I'll probably call you back in a few seconds.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye. He's getting ready in the cab then. Chris, what's up?
Hey, what's up, boys?
Hey.
Hey, I was wondering if Paul was in line for the 2-point conversion right now. See you later, Twinkle Toes.
Oh, no. Not good.
Yeah, it's
not. With a stranger.
It's
not good.
That put a damper on...
Yeah, a real looming cloud.
Yeah, it's
a little
just,
damper on the competition. Yeah.
Everyone, remember back about an hour ago?
Yeah.
The little shot that went off. Everyone ran out of the studio. Everyone was laughing and laughing.
Yeah.
Now,
why are they taking Jim Cook out of the studio? Jim, where are you going? You all right?
Oh, you got to go? No, we've got beer.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Did anyone
No, they just came in for my opener.
All right. What, Jimmy?
You just, you know, you just shut up. If the cops talk to you, be nice. You don't grab their nightstick and go, hey, we're on the air live.
Yeah, that talking nice thing worked for you when you got arrested.
That was nothing the cops could do, because I know that they all thought it was ridiculous. That's different. When the mayor sends, you know, it's different. This was...
Yeah.
Hey, why don't we check in with Ben? He has something up his sleeve. Maybe he's going to pull it out at this point.
Yeah.
All right,
hopefully
Ben.
It's ant abuse.
Yeah. It's Psycho here. What's going on?
Oh, Psycho Mark.
Well, I'm filling in for Ben. We just nailed ourselves a comedy club. Woo-hoo!
That's a 15-pointer.
Big deal. I've done that.
That's 15 points. What does Ben have up his sleeve?
We've got a plan. We've got a plan. I have a plan on Broadway.
All right, they got a plan, Anthony. It's a good radio tease. They got a plan. We'll have to wait and see what the plan is.
We've got time. I mean, we're hoping on a... if everything comes together right... We'll pull ourselves ahead.
All right. Thank you, Psycho Mark. All right.
Love you, Mark. Love you, Ben.
They're confident about this plan they got.
No, they're drunk is what they are.
I'm with them. I think they got something.
Dude, maybe the other teams won't show up at the studio. There's no plans.
So the math is wrong.
Yeah.
44 minutes left in the competition, Anthony, as we check in with Rick and the Soupy Drex.
Hey, guys. We just finished a movie theater.
Okay.
Near Central Park, and we got to see a little bit of a movie called Read My Lips. It's a French film.
All right.
Subtitles.
Okay.
But I couldn't get any reception in there.
Yeah, I forgot the movie theater was on the list this year, Anthony. Good.
And we just came out of the subway, where we got 2-point conversions on both those, the movie theater and the subway, and we had the help of a nice gay gentleman who was checking me out while he was watching them also do their thing.
Oh, wonderful.
That was a mirror.
So, you suck. I'm hanging up.
I just want to know what Ben and his infant's body plan is.
Yeah.
Ben has a body like a little herky-jerky infant, and it bugs me.
They got a plan. I'm with them.
A herky-jerky infant.
That's what his arms look like, little baby arms, little chubby baby arms, reaching for a rattle or a long-neck beer or whatever's available.
Anthony?
Yeah.
Is Rick's team doing a lot of the 2-point conversions?
Yeah. A lot of 2-point conversions. Rick's team doing very well.
Okay.
Very well. Right in there.
All right. We're getting the energy back in the contest.
Along with Voss's team, though, seems to be the real go-ahead team here. And then Stinky's team coming back. Coming back from a really bad halftime score.
Yeah.
But they're cleaning up with some really high scores. I'm seeing 25s. I'm seeing 20s. I'm seeing a couple of 15s with the 2-point conversions. So they're doing well. And Ben's team had 110 points after the at halftime.
Yeah.
They have, since halftime, added 15 points to that.
But they have a plan, and Gerard thinks he knows what the plan is.
Oh,
yes,
really?
Gerard.
Well, it's ironic that Paul's team got F'd by the cops, and Ben's team is going to F a cop.
Oh, is that it? Maybe that's his plan?
I'm thinking they're going for the 100 points, Anthony. They got something up their sleeve. All right, thank you, Gerard.
Has anybody heard from Nelson Mandela Mercurio yet? He really thinks he's a political prisoner. They took my cell phone.
Hey, Psycho Mark is back on the line. Representing Ben's team, which is white folks. Yes, go ahead, Psycho Mark.
We to the subway car in Times Square.
Oh, in Times Square.
Double whammy for Tammy. We're hammered, too. That's the best part. We're completely S-faced. And you know what? Ben really has the right idea. The only thing he was missing last year was me.
Oh, that must be what's
great.
I forgot about the weed factor.
All right, guys. 40 minutes left in the competition.
Don't worry. We got plenty of time. Gag.
And you got the plan, right? The plan?
The plan is being implemented as we speak. Hold on. Here's Ben.
All right.
Explain to you guys. The plan is into effect.
What's the plan?
The
plan is a good plan. I can't tell you because, you know, the other teams might rip it off.
Hey, toddler arms, how many points do you plan on coming back with?
A lot. We're going to win, dude.
You got to tell us what the plan is.
I can't say what the plan is until it's done. We're picking up steam.
All right. Well, he can't tell.
And it's happening right now?
Dude, we're kicking ass right now as we speak. You hear this great Phil Collins music in the background where we are?
He's so Phil Collins music?
What?
Where are you guys?
We are in a restaurant.
Of course. What bar?
No, we're in a restaurant.
At the bar in the restaurant.
What are you ordering while they risk their freedom?
Jeez, Jim. Thanks a lot.
When are you going to tell us about this plan?
Dude, Mark came up with a master plan, and we're about to put it into effect.
And when are you going to let everyone else know?
As soon as we do the plan.
All right. Well, call us back after you do the plan.
Well, you know, whatever.
All right. All
right. Bye. Cry Angel.
Cackling drunkards.
Dude, Phil Collins playing? Dude, me and Mark. We're going to win. I got the plan. I got the plan. It's going to be implemented. Right after we do these round of shots and smoke some more of Mark's weed, dude.
It's dumb and dumber out there.
Absolutely.
Following around white folks, their team.
There's no plan. You know what his plan is? We're just going to run around to as many locations as we can. That's called the game. I don't think they have this divine plan. If their plan is to drink until they can't see, congrats.
All right, they're
hammered. You can hear them.
There's a lull in the action, so why don't we take a break? When we get back, we'll wrap up the competition phase.
And
because it goes to 6 o'clock.
We'll hear the plan.
Well, hopefully we'll hear the plan after these. It's Sex for Sam 3. The Grand Marshal's in the studio. Jim Cook from Sam Adams.
Yes.
Any thoughts in that brain of yours, Jim?
No, I'm just the designated drinker here.
Is that it?
My money is on Psycho Mark.
You think?
They've had much more beer, and there's inspiration in beer.
Well, I'm going to retotal the scores now and see what everyone has as of right now when we get back from
break.
Why don't
you do it now? Because now we got to go back to Psycho Mark. Maybe they're doing the plan.
Uh-oh.
My plan is great, he's yelling.
My plan's great.
Psycho Mark.
Dude, how dare you guys diss our plan?
We're dissing your plan. Of course we are.
Here goes Rick.
What?
There goes Rick. He hasn't been arrested yet.
Oh, you guys are hammered.
Dude, we're totally drunk, but we've got the friggin' plan. We're part of that, don't you understand?
I don't... Yeah, but we're trying to figure it out.
Don't worry about it. When the points get added up at the end of the day, you'll understand, right?
Yeah, but we want you to tell everyone the plan.
We can't give away the plan. What if Rick's listening?
Can you give us a hint?
All right, look.
Uh-oh.
Where do I work?
We know where you work, okay.
So let's just leave it at that.
Uh-oh.
Are you waiting for a...
You better not get fired again for this bit.
Oh, here we go. There goes another job.
Are you waiting for a show to start?
I'm not giving away nothing. All I know is that we're just attempting to go for a music store at the moment. And a music store combo with a movie theater.
All right. We'll check in with you after the break.
Very good.
There goes Psycho Mark and Ben.
I think
their team,
might
white
just
folks.
Have a drunk plan.
They got something going on.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out next, okay?
All right.
Opie and Anthony.
Who else gives you a bus filled with naked teens that you can see from the streets of Manhattan?
What a day for new teens!
Oh, come on. They can't arrest the voyeur bus.
Giuliani, read it!
The Opie and Anthony Show.
The Opie and Anthony Show. 1027 WNAW.
You're checking out Sex for Sam 3. 26 minutes left in the competition, Anthony. One of our couples has been arrested. Yes, if you're just tuning in, Paul Mercurio's Juicy Lips team got arrested about an hour ago.
Yeah, that's a Marshall and Lynn from Washington, D.C. Boy, our only D.C. listeners, and we had them arrested.
Yeah, and we haven't heard from them in a long time, so we're hoping they're okay.
They're being detained down at the station.
Yeah, Jerry from Edison, is Paul's new catchphrase, "Hey, convict, put my goddamn clothes back on." Tico from New Jersey, "Hey, dudes, yes, I heard it on the scanner again. UPN 9 is definitely on the arrest story." Henchman from Brooklyn, "The cops had the contestants up against the wall. They missed a huge opportunity there."
And completely off of off the subject, Jay from Sacramento, "I just saw the picture of Jim Norton with Pauly Shore on his website. What a tool. Doesn't this guy have any standards?" No.
No. No,
Cheetahbullet.com.
I don't. Who cares? Dude, I'm not even about to talk about September 7th at Westbury. You don't want to go?
All right, let's go to Ian. Ian, what's up?
Hey, guys.
What's up, Ian?
I just ran into Voss before he got into the subway.
Yeah.
Screw the contest. What the hell is that guy wearing?
I told you.
His fag t-shirt.
Working gown for gay men.
We're calling it the Right Said Fred tank top.
Is he the guy with the Argentinian girl?
Yes.
Because when I told him about the arrest, you know where, the girl's boyfriend was so worried about her getting deported, you should have seen the look on his face, man.
Did his bag finally turn a normal human color?
It looked pretty red. They were icing each other down.
It looked pretty red.
His red bag really bugs me.
Looks like a mandrel's ass. Yeah.
All right, you guys suck. Peace.
All right. Let's see. Cliffy, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just wanted to know if Marshall and Lynn can spot for Mercurio as his wise mouth gets him repeatedly A-raped in jail.
I think right now he's actually in front of the precinct saying, "Take me, too. Take me, too."
Thanks, guys. Love you, Jimmy.
Love you, too, Angel Eyes.
All right, Anthony, here's where
the cops told Mercurio, "Don't give me no lip," and he said, "I can't help it."
I can't help it. Tripping all over at the station house.
Yes, John, what's going on?
We just talked to Paul again on the phone,
and
he does not sound good. He was kind of sounded like, "Well, this is, I gotta go, bye." Just hung up. Does not sound good at all.
Wait, he gave no details.
He just said, "Well, I can't, this isn't good, I gotta go," and then just hung up. He just sounds screwed.
Wait, Gabe, you heard him too?
Yeah, I spoke with him, and it did not sound good. He said he could speak for a minute, and I said, "All right, hold on, they'll go right to you," and then, boom, he was gone.
Oh.
This has been happening a few times now.
So all right, hopefully we'll get him on the air before the end of the show, Anthony, okay?
Well, I hope so.
25 minutes left in the competition, then all the couples will come back into the studio after 6 o'clock, and we'll figure out who wins Sex for Sam. The last official Sex for Sam, I do believe, Anthony.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to be able to do this, but we ruin everything.
The winner of the competition will be joining us in Boston next week when we broadcast live from the Sam Adams Brewery Thursday and Friday, Anthony. Okay?
Right.
Jim Cook, the Grand Marshal and the unofficial sponsor of this Sex for Sam.
We'll try not to get you guys arrested in Boston.
I'd appreciate that.
How do you get arrested when the cops say, "Meet us at the station house in 20 minutes"? How does that happen?
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, didn't Paul say he was taking a cab down in the...
He said, "I want to get in the car," and they said, "Grab a cab." Who gets arrested when a cop says, "Flag down a cab"?
Provides your own transportation down to the station
cops
house.
Cops never tell you, "All right, we'll meet you there in 10 minutes.
And then we'll arrest you."
Yeah.
But now he's arrested, so I know he did something else.
And you better go.
All right, Ben, what's going on?
What's happening, guys? We almost had the Z100 jam, but the two twats driving it wouldn't let us fit in, so Mark cursed them out. We hit Fox News, Rock Center, where
Slow down. Slow down. Fox News.
We hit Fox News.
Yeah, and Rockefeller Center.
Right.
All right.
Almost a Z100 van.
Almost don't count, my friend.
Okay, and we're still wondering about this plan, Ben.
Yeah.
It's going on now. We're hitting another place. The plan is doing very well.
What's the plan? To hit every location that everyone else hit?
What are you even talking about?
But to drink in between each one.
A beer in one hand and a rattle in the other?
We had a very good strategy, and it's doing well.
Did you bring in a relief pitcher?
What?
Did you bring in a relief pitcher?
What do you mean? The guy?
Is there someone else doing the thing?
No, not at all.
Oh, I can't figure it out still. All right, Ben, thank you.
Not at all. We're just hitting place after place after place.
Okay, thank you, Ben.
All right.
We'll find out about this plan after the competition, I'm sure. Let's go to Voss and check in with the clam bars. What's up, Voss?
So we just had two homeless people turn us down. I offered them five apiece, and they walked away. All of a sudden, they have morals. But we did Penn Station, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's in the Garden. Does that count as the Garden or Penn Station?
It's just Penn Station.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. We also did a House of Worship. And out front, it said church open all day for prayer, meditation, and I guess now for banging too. Right? They were doing it right outside, and all these people were in the congregation, and they're standing right outside the door, this couple.
Did you write that one down?
I think we told everyone that was out of the contest.
Off limits.
No, you didn't.
Verboten.
No, you didn't. It's
all
on
right,
the list.
All right. You got the points. Just
that's 25 points.
Of course it is.
All right, boss.
I'm a Jew. I can't get in trouble.
You're not a Jew. You have tattoos and you're borderline retarded.
Okay.
Jews are ashamed of you. Jews are right, smart, listen, nice people.
Listen, I don't have that much time.
All right, you have 20 minutes left. 20 minutes left in the competition. Let's go to Rick and check in with the Soupy Drex. What's up, Rick?
Uh-oh.
Hold on. We'll see if his phone clears up as we go to Stinky and check in with Team Awesome. Stinky!
What's up, guys? All right. We took the cab to the Central Park Zoo.
Yeah.
And I thought they were just going to relax in the cab. And a block away, all of a sudden she just hops on him and goes right at it. And I'm trying to distract the cab driver, like, so, do you guys know the hot spots? And blah, blah, blah. So he drops us off at the zoo, and right on the fence of the zoo by the seal pool, we got another 10, 15 points, whatever it was.
15 points for the zoo, 10 for the cab. Very nice.
Was there a little blonde kid trying to check out his dad's mule at the zoo?
Hey, that was many years ago.
I see.
All right, thank you, Stinky. Let's go to Steve. Steve has something for the show today. Yes, Steve?
Hey, what's up, boys?
Hey.
I want to know if Mercurio is going to come up with a new snappy little catchphrase to put on a T-shirt. Yeah. Paul, keep your goddamn mouth shut, maybe? Yeah. What a jackass.
Yeah. You're arresting me, dot, 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 whether you like it or not, exclamation point.
See ya.
Let's check in with Rick again and the Soupy Drex. Hopefully his phone's working better. Rick?
Hey, guys. My phone is definitely working better. We're here at Penn Station. Amidst the hustle and bustle of rush hour, we got done, wasn't 2 points, but down by track 17, there's a long stairway.
Okay.
So that's where we set up camp, so to speak, and now we're heading right upstairs. We're going to run up to Madison Square Garden, see if we can get that in.
All right.
All right, thank you, Rick. Good luck, Rick.
You got it, guys.
Godspeed.
Yeah, be safe.
They're all coming to the table here. It's going to get really close at the end here between a couple of these teams. I'm not saying who.
Ooh.
Ben's plan better pan out, because he started off hot and heavy.
Yeah.
Right. And now I'm looking at the scores, and he's being blown out of the water.
Well, let's check back in with Psycho Mark and Ben.
Thanks so much for the Rockettes. Woo-hoo! Radio City. We got Radio City.
They got Radio City. They're a hammer.
What a mess. This is the way to do sex for Sam. Drunk off your ass on Sam Adams. Smoking pot, walking around and banging chicks. Woo-hoo! That ain't America for you. I don't know what is.
All right, Psycho Mark.
All right, Mark. It is so great to have him back on board, and he'll be up in Boston with us, joining us at the brewery.
Next
Sam
Thursday
Adam
and Friday
brewery.
As we broadcast live.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go back to Rick and the Soupy Drex. Rick?
Yeah, guys, we ran up. It's convenient that Madison Square Garden is just 2 escalator rides away from Penn Station, and we just nailed it.
All right, yeah, you got Madison Square Garden out of the way.
Square Garden, and let me tell you what we've been doing. It's great with these escalators in town.
Yeah.
Because we're using it as a fluff escalator. It's her chance to rub up against him while they ride on this thing as we get to our next destination. It's been coming in really handy.
Rick, where did you just go? What was the building you just got them in?
Madison Square Garden.
Greatest city in the world, Madison Square Garden, in the greatest country in the world, and, from Tiranaran, Greco-Roman wrestle, in the sex, Noble Luna at the Madison Square Garden.
And, yeah, we're just heading back down to the subway. We just left Madison Square Garden.
Okay, thank you, Rick.
Bye.
Madison Square Garden. pleasure for me to get pleasure in Madison Square Garden.
All right, at 6 o'clock, they stopped trying to get points, obviously.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah,
that's the cutoff point. And then they all come back here. The scores are tallied. We try to figure out what the hell happened to Paul Mercurio and Marshall and Lynn from D.C. It doesn't seem good.
Yeah, but it has put a damper on the whole
It has.
The whole day.
A black cloud, as they say.
Yeah.
No offense, Earl. Or just a pall.
Why would he be offended at that? Black clouds move.
Isn't true. Was Jim Cook in the studio for the Voyeur bus?
I don't think so. I missed that arrest.
Okay.
Update.
What? John?
John, what's going on?
John, what's going on?
No, it's just a guy from BCN for Earl. That's
all. Oh, with your tight perm. I thought there was an update. Oh, my. I can't believe it. With the top of the toilet seat rug head, that really bugs me.
You have a tight perm.
Is that a perm?
Let that breathe a little, would you?
It's just a gel in my normal hair, that's all.
It's not.
I can't do a thing about it.
All right, thank you.
It looks like those little stitch things you work on.
Like a crochet?
Yes, and if I had any humor, I would have said that.
Yeah.
But I just kind of lobbed it up and hoped somebody had the funny reference. Thank you, Ed.
The teams are slowing down, Anthony. They're not checking in as often at this point.
No, that's for sure, especially Paul Mercurio's team, who hasn't checked in for quite some time.
I think right now he's going, look, I was kidding. I didn't want to really get a...
Yeah, Big T, what's up?
Have I shown you my Emmy?
Big T.
Hello?
What's up, Big T?
Hey, how's it going, Ryan? I know it's 75 points for a stranger, 25 benefits if they're a police officer or fireman, right?
Yeah.
What about a public defender or arraignment judge?
Well,
that has to be like a win all.
We'll have to make a decision if that happens. Yeah. Is that Paul? All right, thank you, Big T. Is this the Paul or it's probably another Paul, right?
Yeah, it's probably another Paul. Paul. Yeah.
Hey, Paul, what's going on?
Yo, what's up, man?
Hey.
Yo, the election plays.
Yeah.
My uncle is the archbishop there.
Yeah.
This is a daily occurrence.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I've heard stories from him of, like, two guys walking in before. So, like,
all right, well, we'll
what's the security guy's problem, man?
Hey, all I know is I don't know nothing.
Whatever, dude. Rock on, man.
We don't know a thing.
Sir, I'm too good. I'm too sharp. I'm too fast.
All right.
The other story we were working on. The Mark Parento story?
Yes.
From All Access.
Okay.
All Access has learned that XM Comedy and Laugh USA PD, Mark Parento,
we used to compete against him.
Yes.
We ran him out of Boston and we ran him out of New York.
Yeah.
And now he's down in D.C. doing this XM satellite thing. Yes.
Yeah. Has been charged with first degree sexual assault of a 14-year-old boy. The alleged assault supposedly took place at Parento's Northwest D.C. residence. Parento, who was arrested on a warrant yesterday in his home, is currently being held at the Washington, D.C. Superior Court. Arraignment proceedings are underway. More on this story as it develops.
I'm sure he'll fit right in a downtown D.C. jail.
Hey, how you doing? What are you in for?
We got the audio, Paul. Yeah, we could replay this, Anthony, right?
All right.
This is from earlier? Mm-hmm. All right, this is what happened with Paul Mercurio and his team about an hour and a half ago.
We're in St. Pat's, and he's doing the balloon knot inside, and that security guy is coming up to us right now. Okay. All right, all right. Hey, come on, let him go. They're okay there. No, let him go. He was just looking for the restroom. That's all.
I need to use the restroom.
What's
please.
The problem?
Come to the south side, please.
I just need the restroom. No, they were just looking for the restroom. I thought the door was open.
I can talk to them.
Yeah.
Really?
You can talk.
Come to the south side.
All right, listen, we'll just split. All right, we'll go. Who's coming right in?
I can't even use the restroom.
Listen, you just need to use the restroom. Don't be such. What are you being so difficult for?
Oh, my God.
This is a sacrilegious place. He would never do anything like that.
Like
this is the Catholic Church.
Hey, listen, you want to be arrested? You'll be quiet, all right?
No, I'm not going to be quiet. I have a right to say whatever I want to say. Just because you have a blue jacket on with a patch on doesn't mean you have authority over me.
You know that.
When they give you the walkie-talkie, that doesn't mean they take away my constitutional rights.
Well, so that's how it sounded about an hour and a half ago.
Yeah, that's how it started, and it just cascaded into... arrest. And here's Paul leaving the situation very angry.
We're going to go, all right? We can do whatever we want. We walked out. No harm, no foul.
not a problem with priests through the kids, though, is it?
Yeah, that's
I guess when the doors are closed, it happens on the altar, right?
That's what happens right
there. Yeah, nothing like meat and potato sex to turn that church around, right? A little heterosexual sex to freak everybody out here. I'm a scumbag with the Catholic Church who's done the kids for 35 years. How could you be part of that? You're culpable. You should be ashamed of yourself. Their meat and potato sex is what the church needs. Step up! Be counted! And that was a balloon knot, just so you knew.
Balloon knot.
Where's your God now? All right, we're moving on. We'll call you back.
Next thing you know, the SWAT team shows up demanding he hop into a cab and meet them there in 25 minutes.
All right.
Hey, Stinky.
Hey, guys.
Team Awesome checking in. 10 minutes left in the competition. Yes, Stinky.
All right. We just bribed a handsome cabbie guy to just let her sit on his lap, quote unquote, for $20, and he let us do that. Then we just hit a construction site underneath some scaffolding, and we're trying to get into this Persian furniture rug store, but they have to buzz us in, so I doubt we're ever gonna do anything in here.
Oh, tough one. That's a tough one.
I'll call you back.
You paid the cabbie $20 for what?
To have her sit on his lap. He agreed with it.
On the cabbie's lap or on the other one?
No, in the back of the thing the horse pulls.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, the handsome cab.
Oh, okay,
they call.
I thought.
Yeah.
All right, I thought you might have had this sex with a stranger thing.
Too bad you couldn't get Will Smith
has
to make out with her back
done
there.
That?
No, no one has done it. All right, Stinky, thank you.
All right, bye.
Let's check in with Psycho Mark and Ben.
Have you guys been to the American Crafts Museum? They have some lovely boxes there. So I'll put us down for a museum, and we'll be back in a few.
All right. Did you guys implement this plan?
Yeah, the plan is getting drunk and disorderly. I mean, and not getting arrested. How's
I knew
that?
There was no plan.
All right. There's a plan? What are you talking about? There's always a plan.
There's no master plan.
The plan is to cheat, not cheat like Rick.
All right, thank you,
Sachin. Accusing people of cheating.
No, we're just having fun. We're just having fun. We'll see you guys later.
So smashed. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Jim Cook, Grand Marshal of the Six for Sam. Yes?
Yeah, I'm thinking, Psycho Mark, he didn't care. You can't fire him twice.
That's true, see? He's got an in now.
Yeah, he's got nothing to lose. He's going to come up to the brewery. We won't fire him. And he's not going to do it on anybody's couch.
You're not concerned at all about us coming up to the brewery? You know how we can be sometimes. We
honestly, I'm a little concerned. But I know you have a good relationship with the mayor. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything will be fine. We'll have a great time, and the winner of this contest is going to join us. So they're going to have a damn good time.
Yeah, we'll put them in the mash tub, and we'll let them perform.
Well, Opie, looking at the scores.
Yes.
It seems Voss's team, Clambar, is slowing down.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And Stinky's team coming to the table. That's the turnaround I'm seeing since the last score tabulation.
Is it pretty much between those two teams?
Rick, obviously, still in it. Definitely still in it. Voss and Stinky. Ben, really going to have to come to the table in order to come out on top in this one.
How many points is it if the couple has sex on Rick's Ronald Reagan hairdo? He has a pompadour in the millennium. What's the matter with you?
Here's Bam Bam, Anthony, from last year's competition.
What's up,
Bam Bam?
Amateurs. They're all amateurs.
You guys did balloon knot action everywhere you went, right?
Every single
one.
The only way to go, baby.
Yeah. Are you guys still together?
Yeah.
Very nice.
In fact, she's here now. We happen to work together.
Yeah.
So that's why we weren't there today, because we're at work.
Yeah, we really wanted you in the competition this year.
I so badly wanted to come. I wanted to get down. Stinky would have been my man. No question we would have did the whole stranger, cop, fireman, doesn't matter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know how we get down. Come on.
All right.
Act like you know.
All right, Bam Bam.
Hey, fellas.
Huh?
What's up with this Thursday and Friday? Can we come through? Because after last year, 9/11 happened. I happened to be in the military. I got recalled.
Hold on. We'll talk to you. Get his information, and we'll figure something out for him. Jason, you're next on the Opie and Anthony Show. What's up?
Hey, how you doing? It's Jason. How you guys doing?
Hi, Jason.
How are you? Hey, what's up? How you been, man? Anyway, listen, I got a request. Can you guys play the part where Paul Mercurio gets arrested, actually gets arrested? I didn't hear that part. I missed it.
No one has heard that part. Last we heard, he was taking his own...
Transportation
down to the...
Yeah. It's the new honor system the police department is using.
All we know is his couple, they were getting arrested, and Paul said, well, arrest me too. And the cops pretty much told him to get lost, and then Paul said, well, I'm taking a cab down there. And now I guess he did get arrested, so he did something when he got down
there.
Yeah,
something must have happened.
He probably sassed them.
Sassed them? You think he sassed them?
Yeah.
Get a little sassy.
Man, all I know is you guys are crazy, but I love you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're so crazy as we sit here in 58-degree air conditioning.
I'm in shorts right now, and I'm touching my oniony bag.
All right, we're stalling because there's only 5 minutes left in the competition, so we might as well not take a break. Right, Anthony?
Yeah, well, Rick's on the line. Let's see what he's got.
All right, Rick?
Laughs galore in Times Square, gentlemen. I'm just coming out of Caroline's Comedy, and you can chalk that one up.
Comedy Club.
Okay. That's a 15-pointer, my friend.
Yes, it is.
Mm. And we're still running.
Okay, you go. 5 minutes left, Rick.
5 minutes left. All right, thanks.
Yeah. All right, bye.
Yes, I'm running as fast as I can.
Hey, look, anybody with a Bob's Big Boy hairdo that gets people to have sex all over the city is a winner in my book.
Ed, what's up?
Listen, you notice how as Psycho Mark gets more drunk, he sounds like the Riddler.
He's insane.
Those guys are
killing me.
Those guys are smashed. I can't wait to see him back in the studio. All right, Ed. Well, it looks like they're all limping to the finish line, Anthony. Not many teams. No teams checking in. This might be Clambar's team checking in. Voss's team? I don't know. Just says Clambar.
Yeah, they've...
Oh, Clambar's mother.
Oh, my God, stop it.
Oh, boy. Hey.
Which one?
Hey,
which one?
I never saw. I said, well, they called my son.
Hey, is this Julie's mom?
Huh?
Is this Julie's mom?
No, this is Clambar's mother.
Chris?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Your son is having sex all over New York today.
Yeah, I know. I've been listening.
All right. And what do you think of your son? Are you proud?
Oh, extremely.
He's doing a great job.
Oh, yeah.
Is he in love with that girl? She's a nice girl.
Him in love? Hell no.
She's a nice girl.
Oh, yeah. Really? Not the love type?
No.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know who he's with. Or some immigrant.
Yeah, I don't know. I've only met her once.
Okay. You think he'd let me bang her on a bag of rice?
Him, he would let anyone do anything.
You know, as I'm looking at the scores, I don't notice any balloon knot action. Seems your son doesn't like sticking it where the sun don't shine.
Well, nothing I can do about that.
Yeah.
I didn't teach him.
Looks like you brought him up right there, Mom.
Oh,
yeah.
Thanks.
All right. And who taught him when he was young to dip his bag in red paint?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. There was some discoloration. Did you notice that when you had changed him as a baby?
Was his bag always embarrassed?
Yeah.
All right, you have nothing. We're going to let you go.
Okay.
All right, bye.
His bag looks like Telly Savalas' sunburned head, and I don't like it.
Ken is just pacing up and down the hall.
Uh-oh.
He's just waiting for us to turn these mics off.
Is he?
Yeah, he is.
I don't like that.
Well, we got less than 3 minutes left in the final Sex for Sam on the Opie and Anthony show.
Oh, that
boy.
Little Ecuadorian chicken is hot.
Yeah. And no team checking in.
Oh, boy. 128.
Jim? Anything?
55-2. No, I'm just waiting for the finish line.
Yeah, we're 2.5 minutes away now.
Yeah. Does anybody get extra points for, like, culminating?
What's that mean?
I know what it means. It's finishing.
Yeah. So, you know something? This is very close.
It could be anyone's game?
It could be anyone's game. I'm looking, Rick calling up again. This could
put it over the top?
Well, maybe.
All right, Rick, the Soupy
right,
Drex.
Hold on a second. I gotta run down.
Okay.
And, yeah, we got it. We're in a pizza place, so that's our fast food place. We're at Ray's Pizza, and they did it right next to the ATM machine.
Whoa!
But there's an ATM machine inside of Ray's. Who knew,
right?
Nice
combo.
Nice combo.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
Incredible day. We're still running. How many more minutes we got?
2 minutes to go.
Two minutes. To go.
And now all the teams checking in, Anthony.
Psycho Mark.
They're racing toward the finish line. Let's check in with Psycho Mark and Ben's team. What's up, guys?
Wow, pretty tricky Ricky with the combo and the pizza shop. Hey, we're calling it quits. We're going right to the bar right now and getting another effing Sam Adams.
All right. They're calling it quits with the
minute and a half left. What are we going to do? You know, I mean, come on.
Well, get your asses up here so we can tally the scores, all right?
Yeah, as soon as we go get another beer.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Rich Voss checking in.
Yeah, let's go to Voss here.
Hey, Voss.
All right. We did a Vic store, and we just did a cab. We're in a cab, right?
Wait, a what store?
Voss.
Hello?
Voss.
His phone screwed up.
Okay, let's go to Stinky's team. Team Awesome, what's up, Stinky?
All right, we're right across the street at the Carnegie Hall or whatever.
Yeah.
And they right in the middle of a doorway archway. They just went right at it.
Oh, that's good.
As people walking down the sidewalk.
Very nice.
Carnegie Hall.
We're in the building right now.
All right, yeah, we got a minute left in the competition. Thank you, Stinky.
Okay.
Let me check in with Rick really fast. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Guys, I couldn't believe my luck. Outside the pizza place, a radio station's vehicle pulled up. The guy is more than accommodating, loves the show, and we got points.
What's
that? We have points there in the passenger seat of the vehicle. I can't tell him. I promised I wouldn't tell him, but it is an AM station that does sports, and it's not our sister station.
Oh, nice. Thank you, Rick.
All I can say is,
that's funny.
And how much is the other station's van worth? I can't find it on the list. Gotta help me out here.
I'm looking.
30.
It's on the second page.
Second place?
Is it?
Second page? Oh, there you go. 30 points, Andy.
30 points for Rick right there? That is huge for Rick.
All right there. Voss!
Yeah, we're in the cab now. We did a video store and a cab.
Okay.
We're getting out of the cab now. We're walking in. We're sweaty. We stink.
Okay.
And we're exhausted, but we just did a cab.
All right, come on back up to the studio.
All right.
Unfortunately, only four teams will be making their way back into the studio.
Yeah.
We started with five. Only four will be returning.
Some of you will not be coming home.
Okay, Anthony, I see Stinky has made his way into the studio with his team. With the hot blonde.
Thanks, Jim.
Okay, why don't we take a break, Anthony?
All right.
By the time we get back from commercials, I'm sure we'll have four out of the five teams back in the studio, and we'll announce who wins Sex for Sam 3, okay?
Right.
Opie. And Anthony. At the Last Supper, they would have wiped their asses with the tablecloth.
That's just what Christ wanted.
The Opie and Anthony Show. The Opie and Anthony Show. 1027 WNEW.
We're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. Sex for Sam 3 has been completed. So far, three out of the five couples back in the studio. One couple will not be coming back into the studio anytime soon, unfortunately. That would be Paul Mercurio's team, the Juicy Lips. They got arrested about an hour and a half ago, Anthony.
Yeah.
Anthony is adding up all the team scores.
So far, the biggest discrepancy I have in numbers is with Ben's team. That's the biggest discrepancy so far that I have between their score and the one that I kept up. All right. Rich Voss, right on the money. That's exactly what the score was. Let me just tell you, too. I know just by the amount of calls you guys made and how you dropped off in the second half that there's no way you got this score.
All right, Ben's coming over there to...
Oh, wait a minute.
Rick's couple has made it back in the studio as well, so we got four out of the five couples back in the studio, Anthony.
Yeah, we didn't cheat. We did not cheat.
I'm not saying you're cheated. I'm saying that you're all too drunk to add.
F you!
We got Arthur Anderson.
Yeah, Arthur Anderson.
Arthur Anderson did your accounting. Yeah, they're cooking the books over here.
Whatever.
They called it in WorldCom.
So what's the discrepancy?
Yeah,
what's the problem?
Well, they're adding, and then I added what I got. Every time you guys called in, I made sure I checked the list. I wrote the score down, and I added.
Twice.
Maybe I will re-add all my calculations, but I was keeping a running tally,
that
and there,
extra five,
there is no way you guys
maybe
scored.
They just didn't report some of those places.
Times we call and you guys run spots and
reporting
stuff.
Reporting Tom Rucker, Hillary and Hallie News. Psycho Mike reporting for Psycho Sam. God, he's got a huge shot in his pants and he shot the whole town.
Shut up. He's so gone.
Mark's all upset. He's,
huh? All right. The couples all look good, Anthony. Off. They're very sweaty. A lot of sweaty people in the studio. You guys have fun?
Yeah.
Anyone have anything to say? Any comments? Any thoughts? Nothing?
I don't recall you guys calling from a record store or a video store.
Yeah. We
hold
virgin.
On.
Virgin.
Hold on.
There were no virgins.
Virgin. An HMV.
Movie theater, they sell DVDs. And
wait. Didn't Rick call? Rick was the only one that said he called from a movie theater.
Yeah. We ran into him on the way up.
No. Well, I did the Paris Theater
all right,
near...
All right, but let me tell you something. You
on
guys
5th and 58.
There was no way you guys didn't call in with the movie theater.
Yeah, we did. We did, too.
What movie theater?
There's a movie theater in the Virgin Megastore.
Yeah, but did you go into the theater?
Yes, we did. Yes.
Right? Yes, we did. Yes, yes, yes.
Do you
yes,
have
yes,
the
yes.
movie ticket stubs?
See, did you go in a radio station van?
Does he have a ticket stub?
Huh? Did you go in a radio station van?
Dananet, dananet, Mike.
That's funny. I just called the radio station. They said their van's over at Yankee Stadium.
Really? And you think they only have one? You're a bigger tool than
they
I thought.
They have two. The other one's at Met Stadium.
Met really? Stadium. At Met Stadium, huh?
Met Stadium.
Who cares? I like the Sox. Go F yourself.
You're hammered.
Well, again, I'm in a quandary.
Yes, I
as
know.
To what to do. I made sure I took meticulous care.
Is that the only...
Every single phone...
Is that the only problem you got? The movie theater thing?
No. This score is off by...
Wait, how many pounds of marijuana did we smoke? Multiply it by a factor of five.
Their score is off by 220, or by 120 points. Your score is off by 120 points.
We did not cheat.
I'm not saying there was cheating. I'm saying that there was discrepancies.
I don't know how that is.
Let
this
Andrew
is
Dean
every
Gore
time you guys called in.
It's Don on the phone. Get Don on the phone.
Well, we got to figure something out. Every year it ends in controversy.
Every goddamn year. I want an accounting firm.
Ponderous.
All right, well, you got to work it out with Ben Anthony, obviously. Are we giving him credit for the movie theater?
Well, I'll give him credit for the movie theater, but that's 10 points. There's still 110 points discrepancy. Voss's team added up to exactly what I had.
Okay.
That's what you have, Stinky. Our math is off by 8 points.
Oh.
I gave you 8 points more than you're giving yourself.
That's it. That's correct.
All right. I might not have marked all the 2 points.
That's not possible.
Well, that's closer than being off by 120
right.
points.
Right. It's like 120 points. I mean, because to tell you the truth, Stinky, regardless of the 8 points or not, you're not going to win this.
Faggot.
Oh, so boy. That doesn't matter.
Okay. But Ben's team that was taking vacations and stuff has a score that would beat the other two scores that I have.
That's correct.
But,
so that's all.
But it's not.
Yes, it is.
We got
it.
All right, Rick.
I didn't get those.
Fuzzy math.
Rick is handing in his scorecard.
We didn't call.
All right, they're discussing Rick's scorecard right now. What is that saying?
We called it all in.
I got this. The only one that jived here was Voss's score. Now, Rick's score...
Well, he has a vagina.
...is higher than the score that I got, but it's the score that I have is also the winning score. But, see,
hey,
so there's a problem. You were 2 points behind Rick's score that I gave him.
Wait, are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm
Voss's
2 points behind.
Two. Here's how the score lays out on my goddamn card. Okay? Coming in last place, of course, is Paul's team with 128 points they got before their unfortunate arrest. Yeah,
they're bringing up the rear.
Now, is this the unofficial results, Anthony?
Yes.
Because one of these couples is going to yell and scream like they won it. This is unofficial results.
I think we're going to have to take another break.
There's a huge controversy here.
All right.
What do you got?
So far, we got Paul Stephen last place.
Yeah, 128 points.
Okay.
Then next comes Ben's team, as I have it on my paper, with only 225 points. Now, that's why I'm saying it's unofficial. Calm down.
Unofficial right now.
Calm down.
Unofficial.
Jesus Christ. Then it goes over to Stinky's team, which I have at 286 points. And then only 2 points separating on my unofficial results sheet. Voss, 320. Rick's team, 322. Okay,
you know what would put us over the top right now? Right now, when we did Penn Station, that's in the Garden. So
they had to go from Penn Station.
Two separate places.
Okay.
We had to go upstairs.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, Rick, you have to go upstairs.
Yeah, that's true. We Rick told Rick you had to go upstairs.
I've never seen a Ranger game on railroad tracks, stupid.
You
got to
give him that's
one.
A good point.
Good point. Got me on that one.
All right, so what do we do? You want to take a break?
Well, during break, we're gonna get the team over here and run through white folks, Ben's team, and go through all these checked off things and try to verify some of them.
Does Rick's score Cohen Hab with your score?
And then have somebody.
Does his Cohen Hab?
Cohen Hab?
You flubbing, searching moron?
Cohen Hab.
Yeah.
This is the law firm of Cohen Hab.
Does Rick score meet up with your
score? Do they room together? Are they living together?
Over here in his shirt.
Yes.
Cohen Hab.
It's a common law score because they've been together for 7 years, you dolt.
It's a comic strip.
What an ass.
Does it meet up with your score?
First thing we're going to do is have somebody with math skills add up what they do have checked here.
Okay. German's Bob Prohaba.
All right, and why don't we take a quick break? And we'll
once again.
Controversy
at the end of this goddamn thing. I'm tired of keeping these scores.
All right, stay there.
It's open. Don't be an a-hole.
You seem a little drunk, Anthony.
Go F yourself.
Opie and Anthony Show, 1027 WNEW.
We're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. We might have screwed up the commercials nationally, so we'll wait a little bit here, Anthony. I don't know if they caught the error we just made. But we're back. Sex for Sam 3 is over. All our couples are back in the studio. Anthony's figuring out the final scores.
All right.
And we will be announcing the winner very, very shortly here on the Opie and Anthony Show. First of all, let's go to Jim Cook, the Grand Marshal of Sex for Sam, and the unofficial sponsor of Sex for Sam 3.
Does that mean I provide the bail money?
We're hoping. We've seen your wallet. We're hoping.
Only the best lawyers for you guys. Lawyers, guns, and money.
Was this one better than last year?
Yeah, nobody got arrested last year.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we cannot get a hold of Paul or anyone else down there at the precinct.
And still a nobody got arrested this year.
Well, call Access Hollywood or Extra. Maybe they've heard something.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. It's the Opie and Anthony Show. Sex for Sam 3 is over, yes. And we do have a lot of audio that we'll be playing tomorrow of Paul's publicity stunt.
Fox News alert, this just in. Opie and Anthony screwed up again. Another arrestee. News at 11.
Thank you, Psycho Mark. I'm so glad we brought you back this year. Okay, we got all the teams back in the studio, Anthony.
Yes.
They look exhausted, but they're all enjoying an icy cold Sam Adams.
Yeah, what a great way to wind down.
Are you ready for the official results?
Yes, we have...
We have confirmed the locations and adjusted the scores accordingly.
Okay, and you're happy with the results, Anthony?
No, I could give a flying F. I am satisfied that these are as accurate a count as we're going to get.
Well, okay. In fifth place.
In fifth place, well, of course, that would be Paul and Juicy Lips. His team, Juicy Lips.
And the other teams, you can tell they feel a little weird that
who wants to accept for Paul?
Yeah, they're back here and one team is missing.
Yeah, there's three people that just were here earlier and ain't now.
Yeah.
And there, but for the grace of God, go I. Could have been any one of you.
All right, so Paul Mercurio's team, the Juicy Lips, Marshall and Lynn representing D.C. today.
Chalked up a respectable 128 points before they were arrested, so they were doing very well.
Okay.
And, well, after them comes Stinky's team with 286. Did a good job.
Well, let's talk to them.
They did a good job.
Stinky's team, Team Awesome, coming in fourth place. Mike and Lindsay from upstate New York. Stinky?
The Jim Cook thing hurt us a little. It was a waste of time, and it could have been 30 extra points.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Hey, don't blame me.
Oh, I'm not blaming you, I'm saying.
I know. They were trying to get something going in front of a celebrity, Jim Cook, and it just didn't happen. And
it didn't pan out.
That could have been the deciding factor for your team.
Yeah.
You lost a lot of momentum with that, yes. What do you think of your team, Stinky?
I liked them. They were good. They were very quick. They were good at it. I mean, they made out a little in the beginning. Well, you know, only for a minute or so, but once they got rolling, they were...
You're proud of them?
Yeah, I'm proud.
All right. You guys have any final thoughts there?
The Jim Cook thing, it was the cameras. It was camera shy.
Oh, is that it? That's Martini Steve was videotaping it. Was that the problem?
It was a little iffy.
Yeah. He's a pervert. That's for his own use. That doesn't even go out anywhere.
I know. You should see his
sicko.
You should see his personal collection.
With a head so thick you could float Mark Parento on it.
Oh, jeez. Psycho Mark.
Damn, Mark.
Take the mic away from Psycho Mark.
Hey,
Lindsay, do you have anything to say?
How you doing?
Lindsay, anything? Lindsay doesn't want to talk. Do you want
no.
to? No. Shout outs? Anything? Nothing?
Okay.
No.
She doesn't talk much.
They came in fourth place, Anthony.
She just wants to sit on a cold Sam Adams.
Hoping?
Yes, Anthony.
There has been a tie for second place. A tie for second place.
Really?
That's what the numbers say. Both with 320 points.
Hold on, then you should probably just go right to the winner then.
You know who it is.
Well, we get to talk.
Yeah, the winner is Rick's team. There you go. Rick's team, Soupy Drex,
come
Joe
here.
And Vicky
come
from
here.
Long Island.
They're going to do it right now. Look.
200.
Look at it. It has been this way the entire afternoon. Look at
victory lap. Victory lap. Victory lap. Victory lap. Victory lap. Victory lap. Victory lap.
How many points did they win by?
They're making out with the other competitors, Anthony. Soupy Drex.
42 points they won by.
Win. 6 for Sam 3, Anthony. Joe and Vicky from Long Island.
Yeah. Apparently, boss, you didn't pad your score well enough.
No, I don't do that. I took second place 2 years ago. My couple was great. He was so scared that she was going to get arrested and deported.
Voss, this isn't about you. It's about the winners.
Yeah. Be quiet.
Shut
we'll,
up.
We'll talk to the losers in a second. Shut up.
It's not the Olympics. We don't want to hear her hard case story, you idiot.
They rarely talk to the silver medalist. Shut up,
please.
I hate these guys.
So there's Rick's team, Anthony. It's Joe and Vicky from Long Island.
Yeah. They did do a bang-up job.
Rick, any thoughts about your team?
She was ready to bang anybody. All right? Let me just say...
How close were you guys to...
To getting the stranger?
The stranger thing.
If we had 15 minutes to spare, we could have gotten the stranger.
The guy in the bicycle, we could have had.
The guy in the bicycle, the guy in the cab, sure. And then when... and then when
God damn, Mark.
You're a filthy whore.
All right, Mark.
How much?
She wouldn't do you, Mark.
Damn.
God damn,
she is just
Mark.
A thoroughbred. What an athlete.
Great job. And that puts you over the top. And
yeah, we almost had a problem because fat ass here couldn't keep up with us.
Uh-oh.
We were like, I'm like, can you guys run? She's like, sure, I can run. So we're running, but this guy's like, he's like, can I walk now?
It's
like,
hot out.
No,
it's been effing.
My junk.
Perhaps if you would have had the Voss shirt on, you'd have been cool enough to run. The right said Fred tank top. But would have been cool enough to run.
Jesus. I'm an Italian.
What was the highlight for your team, Rick?
The highlight had to be when we got the other radio station.
Yeah.
Because the guy he had in the passenger seat that they kicked out of the passenger seat was some Asian dude.
Yeah.
Couldn't really speak English.
What? I didn't hear it.
Somebody farted.
Hey!
That just might be a backfire at this point.
Oh.
An errant queef.
So to pull that one off with like a minute left, that was a highlight.
Joe, Vicky, anything to say? What was the highlight for you guys?
It was great just being here, the whole experience. And
it was quite a tweet. Treat.
Tweet. Tweet.
Treat.
Did you say quite a tweet?
Thought they were on Voss's team for a while. All right, there you have it. The Soupy Drex have won Sex for Sam 3.
Yes.
You guys are going to Boston with us next week as we broadcast live Thursday and Friday from Sam Adams Brewery.
Going to be hanging out.
In Boston. All right? We should talk to the other teams, Anthony. So the tie for second place?
Tie for second place between Voss's and Ben's teams.
2 years in a row, second place.
A tie.
So let's talk to Voss's team first, the Clam Bar.
You know what? Troopers. Real troopers.
They did a good job.
In front of kids, anybody.
How did Argentina do? Good?
They wouldn't do it. They would have done the comp. They would have won. They would have put it over with his 75 points with a stranger. He was kind of upset. He didn't want to do it with a cop. We had firemen.
Talk,
what are you talking about? All right, go ahead. Let them talk. You know what? Go ahead. You say what
we would have had $1 million.
Hey, by the way, your mom called. She was proud of you.
Yeah, I called my brother. That was her.
Yeah, it was?
That was
her. Really? She says she's very
looking
proud.
Looking forward to dinner tomorrow. Yeah, thanks.
There you go. There's Chris.
And wondered why you aren't doing the two-point conversions.
I just said wash your hands before dinner.
What was the highlight for you guys?
The elevator with the family from England with four kids.
My way.
As soon as the skirt went down, the kids walked in.
That was the Rockefeller,
elevator.
Yeah, okay, good.
Wow, that's great. What a great view. Little Argentinian ass.
We got the homeless people turned us down. We got thrown out of where did we get thrown out of? A couple places.
We almost got thrown out of the spank booth.
Did anyone nail Tiffany's again this year?
Yeah, we...
Oh, yeah. Yeah?
Yeah,
Rick's team got Tiffany's again. Man. I thought they were on to us this year.
You know what it was? I didn't realize this, but they'll let you go up the stairs if you're afraid of the elevator.
Really?
What we did. We just went up the staircase, and there's nobody up there.
Ah.
Even if they knew you were Puerto Rican, they would let you walk in there?
Yes. Even Puerto Rican and a Jew like yourself, they let in.
Did they make you clap so
boss,
you know you're not stealing
you
anything?
Dumbass.
Huh? Clap. Puerto Rican. Shut up with your big Bob's big boy hairdo. Second place winner plays paddleball over Rick's head.
It was funny when Norton said it.
Just let it lay there.
You're stealing from Norton.
2 hours ago.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I was out on the street.
While you were out butchering the English language, I was being funny in the studio.
You were. How did I know?
God damn, that's funny.
We can't get together without fighting.
No, never. Thank God.
All right. And does your lady want to say anything?
In her foreign language?
Are you tired?
It hurts.
A little tired. It hurts.
No, I'm all right. Tired.
Yeah. Tired?
Yeah, a lot.
Well,
good thing you don't have to swim home after this.
Okay. And finally, we got to talk to Ben's team, white folks, Anthony, from Philly. They came in second place as well. Dave and Sean. Yeah. They're a little bummed out, though, huh?
A little bummed.
Either that or very tired. Ben, why don't you take the mic and talk for your team there? Any highlights?
It was all good. These guys were great. Yep. Had a good team this year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a good time.
You did real well. All the teams did well, not all.
Well,
4 out of 5 did real well this year, Anthony.
Stunt went wrong, and you know.
One of them, maybe.
Ben, what was the highlight out there?
Kept a little quiet.
Yeah.
Was there a highlight? Something?
All that beer.
We had I don't know. What was the highlight? I have no idea. We had a good time.
Yeah.
The highlight was the friggin' bar.
Dave, anything come to mind from your experience today?
I'd have to
top of my head, I'd probably have to say Fox News.
Fox News?
Yeah, that was pretty
You guys
cool.
did it in Fox News?
Yeah, we did it right in Fox News.
Nice.
One of the closets or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Allegedly.
This is a private
Psycho Mark loses another job.
2 years ago. On Bill O'Reilly's couch.
2 years ago, Psycho Mark got fired from this radio
Don't
show.
Don't forget
yes.
to tune into The Pulse on your local Fox network tonight. The Pulse!
All right. Sean, anything from Philly?
No. Great. We had a lot of fun.
You had a lot of fun? No highlights?
No, not really.
Was it a turn on? In a weird way?
I don't know. It was a lot of running.
Not much time to really think about how good or bad it felt or anything. It just,
no, just
becomes an event, doesn't it?
Yeah, these couples are, they're drenched, Anthony. They're drenched.
Yeah. They just get in that mindset where it's not really sex to them.
Right.
It's an event.
Yeah.
Athletic endeavor.
Right. Exactly. Once again, congratulations to Rick's team, the Soupy Drex, winning Sex for Sam.
Whoa!
The final Sex for Sam, it looks like, Anthony.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Sex for Sam 3.
And I will tell you something. I don't think this is the end of this.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Holy Toledo.
She's showing us that she's okay. No injuries. Very good.
Hey.
I'm telling you, I got a car.
So they will be joining us in Boston next week when we broadcast live from the Sam Adams Brewery Thursday and Friday.
What's 9?
Hello.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey. Who's this?
Yes.
Who's this?
Opie and Anthony.
Who's this?
Am I on the air?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that would be one of the many TV stations calling us right now. That would be Channel 2 News.
Yeah, that was
Anthony.
Channel 2 News that wanted to. Hi, nah. Am I on the air? Nah.
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 You're on the air. You're on the air.
Nah.
Does the second place winner get to go to the Columbus Funny Bone next week and see me perform?
Oh.
At the Columbus Funny Bone next Thursday, Friday.
You
get to go?
Yeah, bring your 12-gauge with a toe trigger.
Oh, he's got the best of you today, I got to say.
He only comes in once a year. He's got to be loaded. He's got all year to plan this.
Hey, at least I don't look like a Jew dressed up as an Italian.
Shut up, you alcoholic loser.
A Jew dressed up as an Italian.
I had to tell you I was a Jew, you stupid idiot. Your fake Oakleys.
Look at the Kanoia Malkahino.
He's killing you.
He's
killing you,
he's really beating you up, Rich.
He's killing you.
He's taking it in the keister.
2 points.
A drunken Sox fan is getting the best of you.
Yeah, that's all right.
Jim Cook.
I won 9 out of 10.
Yeah, yeah. One more. What a great day.
We might have to take this out of state next year.
Maybe out of the country.
I think we have 19 other cities we could F up in.
Yeah, I think getting arrested somewhere else would be
I believe
cool.
New York has had it with us as far as Sex for Sam.
Yeah, why can't we get any news on the prisoners? Has anybody heard anything else?
Huh?
Shout out.
You want a shout out? The guy from Philly, Dave, wants a shout out.
Well, yes. I had all my boys at home taping and keeping track, and I just want to thank them. They're right now probably hitting the pipe or whatever.
Okay.
And let's see, that's
the marijuana.
That's Justin, Jared, Randy, Treble.
Anybody without a gay name?
Josh. No,
Justin,
so I don't have
Josh,
anybody named
Jared. Randy.
I don't have anybody named Jim. Okay.
Okay. Jim Cook, anything?
Yeah, you know, I think all these contestants are great. I would like to invite everybody except that complete loser, Paul, who totally screwed up. I would like to invite everybody else to come to the brewery. Paul is an idiot. Paul can stay in prison. But all the rest of you guys, you're invited to the Sam Adams Brewery.
Wow.
Next week when we broadcast live?
Absolutely.
Invited to take a tour that anyone can take for a few bucks.
No,
what else can we do? Take mass transit?
Oh, we get behind the scenes and drink out of the big hose. That's in Jim Cook's pants.
Oh, yeah.
We called it the big hose.
Squeeze the bag.
I will personally pour you Sam Adams at the brewery. This is like getting communion at the Vatican without the pedophilia.
So all you guys are invited to Boston next week when we broadcast live Thursday and Friday from the brewery. Thank you, Jim Cook. That's very nice.
They earned it. Everybody except Psycho Mark. No, he's got to go. We've got to have him running around.
Yeah, who's going to fill a hookah with a marijuana?
Stubborn faggot.
Ooh, Ross really can get... Why'd you say that?
Dude,
called you a stuttering faggot. Well, Rich...
I didn't say that.
Suck it.
He's killing you, bro.
I'm killing you, Rich.
I got to call like I see it.
Yeah.
He's getting the best of you today. He's doing a really good job.
He's beating you up.
The teeth are just flapping in the wind over here. They don't know which way to go.
That brought it to a dead halt.
No, that was pretty good, actually.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, anything.
He's beating you up, and you get paid for this.
What's wrong, Rick? Rick is back in the studio.
Well, I've been being... I've noticed my pager going off a lot in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And it seems that every number that's called me is a news agency.
Oh, okay.
Of
well,
some sort. Trying to confirm how many groups we had out.
Wait. Know nothing.
Exactly.
Yes, Rick is in the office now to take your calls.
All those are just bail bondsmen calling you.
I'd hate for him to get the story wrong.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to comment on any of these things ever.
Yeah, I can't believe Rich Voss got arrested today.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
How did Rich Voss, V-O-S, get arrested? How did that happen?
Rich Voss got a sex change?
I cannot believe Voss got arrested today. That was
Rich
really
Voss.
Stupid.
Yeah, we haven't heard from Rich Voss since he got arrested 2 hours ago.
And did he actually punch the cop or no?
Oh, boy. Yeah, this is going to be something. Stay tuned.
See what happens to Voss.
Stay tuned. Look at your local paper. Are they all trying to get in under the deadline?
Yeah, they're looking for, is there any way we can get audio of this?
Audio of
a... Oh, F yourself!
Audio of a chick getting tooled in a balloon knot at St. Pat's.
Who has called so far? I'll just say, there's a Channel 5 in town.
What?
There's a Channel 9 in town, and there's also a company that owns us that is called.
Oh. Did Voss throw a punch at the cop?
No.
Hey, no.
Nope,
no.
He just got arrested because he's a lonely, big-lipped man.
I hate he placed his vagina on there.
Goddamn psycho, Mark. He's killing me today.
All right, I guess we should just...
we should just wrap up, I think.
Yeah, let's wrap up and...
What are we going to do with Paul and the couple from D.C.?
We're going to have to wait and see what happens and we'll...
Are we going to the mattresses again?
We'll keep you posted. You
know something? When it was Norton... And it was Louis Black and our own Martini Steve.
And Rick.
We stayed here for hours and hours on end in the back office making phone calls, making sure everyone was okay, trying to get him out. I'm going home.
Yeah. Well, that's
I've been playing Counter-Strike on the computer. It's so much fun. I got to get home.
You got to get back to the game.
Yeah, I got games
that's
to play.
That's because we weren't running around going, is this illegal? No. Well, how about this? No. Well, how about this?
Oh, really? What?
Kathleen Turner's on.
We got to talk to Kathleen Turner. Yes, Kathleen Turner.
Hello, this is Kathleen Turner. Paul, put your goddamn cuffs back on.
Wow, a little revenge from Kathleen Turner.
We obviously have nothing.
No.
Nothing.
No. After this show, I'm exhausted.
Doing what?
Hey, you're exhausted?
Yeah.
Did you switch hands when you're using the pen?
What, did you ring the bell too many times today?
We know you're not tired from combing your hair.
Would you comb it with us, see?
Look, don't use my jokes in your version, stupid. I just said it.
Hey, sit down.
All right? Shouldn't you be, seating somebody over at Fox?
Shouldn't you be seating someone in Fox?
Without the pudding, that
would
be great.
God damn it, Rich.
Hold the pudding.
Hold the pudding.
Hey, don't you have a bar mitzvah to entertain?
Oh,
that's fighting words.
Ooh. Those are usually Saturday.
That was bad, Rich. That's fighting words.
Yeah, Rich. Don't sell out when he's attacking you being a Jew. Have some dignity.
That's true.
All right.
Don't forget this.
Let's give everyone a hand. Six for Sam.
Yeah.
Did not disappoint. Thank you, Jim Cook from Sam Adams.
We'll see you at the brewery next Thursday and Friday when we broadcast live, okay? Ron and Fez are up next here in New York City. They might get a Paul Mercurio update. Who knows?
Never know.
Who knows? We'll have to sit around and wait, okay? Jim, it's not going to work today.
Almost got you.
No, you did. No. Thanks, guys.
Oh, we'll see you tomorrow.
No.